Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
News today.
Through the annals of time, beneath the clashing swords and roaring cannons, there raged another war, unseen yet all-encompassing, the Info War. From the whispered conspiracies of ancient courts to the fiery proclamations of revolutions, it was there. The flames of heresy consumed the thinkers of old. It was there. When tyrants rose on the lies of propaganda and empires crumbled beneath the truth they couldn't silence, it was there. The Info War marched alongside the armies of men. The battle was not just for land or power.
If these colonies are, and of a right ought to be, free and independent states,
for the hearts and minds and souls of those caught in its wake. More now than ever, the war rages on. Nations crumble, ideologies clash, and voices rise in defiance. For the battlefield of the Info War is everywhere, and everyone is a soldier. Truth is your weapon. Through every conflict, every uprising, and every moment of human struggle, the Info War was always there. Which side are you on? This is the fight for humanity. This is InfoWars.
And it really is the fight for humanity. We really are at the center of the zeitgeist, covering the real issues decades before it emerged from the shadows to trample us under its tyrannical feet. So the good news is there's an exponential awakening globally. And the United States is right at the epicenter of this fight. And Americans are discovering how many foreign corporate and national interests are manipulating our country and sucking us dry. That's a very positive thing. But just because the public's woken up doesn't mean that they've gotten complex depth or understanding of the different players, the different angles. It's my job, my guest job, and my journalist and crew's job to try to be as accurate as we can and cover what we believe is the most important issues, and to cover all the other side issues as well that tie into it. And a case point example of this is that I don't engage in hype. I cover a lot of bombshell stuff, which is interesting enough on its own. Even populist conservative talk show host this morning, as I tuned in a few shows and noticed it, this is a tactic. They said, oh, new Epstein stuff release coming up. Steve Bannon's in the files. And when you saw the corporate media headlines, it was he met with him at least once. And, oh, emails. And they don't tell you until five pages in what the emails are. And it's Steve Bannon coming to do it. TV interview with him, that's what he does. And it's Steve Bannon saying, sending out mass emails to people, including him, saying we need to put pressure on Jerome Powell to get interest rates cut. And this is 9 years ago. 8 years ago. But see, I'm not going to say, ooh, coming up, Steve Bannon in the files. No, I'm not going to do that. And then anybody, ooh, Steve Bannon, he's in the files, and because you're in the files, it's, you know, you're screwing kids. No, it's just giant tranches of lawsuits and cases and emails, but that's how this innuendo works. And they're doing the same thing to Trump, and everything they've released exonerates him. Plus, we already know the backstory. I already knew all this stuff. But that's just one of the stories. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra, Methylene, Blue, and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be a shutdown. The out-of-state receiver said it could be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Show's network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide. Some genre. And, ooh, they're entertaining. And, wow, this guy's intense. Why do you think I'm intense? I'm under total attack. I've been hunted for decades by these people. They've attacked my whole family. Our family's never been stronger because we're not wimps and we understand we're doing God's work. But I'm in a war and you better realize you are too. Do you understand that? My God, they've killed over 30 million people with the poison shots. They flood us with fentanyl. They're absolutely in every major public and most private schools with grants, secretly brainwashing your sons and daughters to think they're another sex and make them totally mentally ill and then be mutilated, chemically or surgically. It is a devil cult. It's the same program worldwide. It's BlackRock. It's the New World Order. It's the transhumanist on record. They say the future's not human. They're building this nightmare world, and we're simply saying no, and we're valiantly fighting. Because on the other end of this, if we fail, is total enslavement and a nightmare hellscape. So just understand, you think I want to do this? You think I want to fight 18 hours a day? You think I want to do all this just so I can act tough? No, I've got to do it. Somebody walks up to me and punches me in the nose, or somebody walks up to me and it punches my kid in the head. I'm not happy about it, but I'm going to get pissed off and I'm going to go after them. It's the same thing in politics, folks. How much are you going to take? You got to get vocal. You got to get informed. You got to get engaged. You got to spend money and support the people that are tip of the spear. You've got to amplify all that, and you should get vocal, and you should get engaged as well. I know a lot of you are, but, man, you got to do this with urgency. You're like, oh, it sounds like work.
I don't know, man. That sounds like a lot of work.
No, you're meant to do this, and the future is so dark if you don't. But we're turning the tide. We're winning. But they're going to false flag. They're going to pull out the stops. They've already implemented the Podesta plan. Everything I told you is happening. But they're totally freaked out. And all over the news just saying, he's on his last gasp. Get him off. The Democrats, the senators, just get him off. Just get him off. Just shut him up. Because I got their number. I got their name. I got their ass. And their little minions, most of them are compartmentalized. They don't know how all this works. They're getting decompartmentalized. A lot of them aren't pure evil, are waking up and joining us and whistleblowing. Or just walking away, you can do that too. Just walk away. Run up the white flag. Because you're in a war against us, and we're winning, and we're going to win. And where your bosses are taking you is hellish. The only way you fail is not joining us. Admit you're the bad guys. Some of you can admit that to yourself. You're not totally turned over to evil yet. Be like Darth Vader. Throw your political system lovingly, nonviolently down the reactor shaft. Become honorable for once. It's exhilarating. It's a blessing to fight evil. It's so animating, as Thomas Jefferson said, the animating contest of liberty. You have to live the life of Thomas Jefferson to really read Thomas Jefferson. And then it's so much stronger. Thursday, November 13th, 2025. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very honored and blessed that you've honored us by joining us today. Please remember, you hold all the keys to the Great Awakening. Take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X, from the Alex Jones channel on Rumble, from Infowars.com/show. Tell folks about the local radio station or TV station, and tell those you share it with those they share it with, and so on and so forth. That creates the chain reaction. Just take the live feed from the top of X right now. And people might not have that, so put that link, and then put a link to Infowars.com/show. or link to Rumble and say, hey, here's a forbidden show. Critical information. The bad guys fight around the clock to take us off the air. And when you find this to be empowering and helpful, please share it with everybody else you know. That's how this works. All right. Here's the deal. Everybody knows I just call like it is. Balls and strikes. And I predicted, it wasn't hard to predict, what was in the so-called Epstein files that Congress, in the last few months, subpoenaed from the DOJ. And most of it's already been out and been public. And it's everything we already knew. And it all exonerates President Trump. But that's not the way the media is taking the headlines and spinning it. So my job is not to defend Trump when he's doing something that's not defendable. My job is to just analyze the facts. And Trump has zero connection to anything illegal with Epstein. He was the first guy that dropped a dime on him for his first conviction. We know the whole story up one side and down the other from Jeffrey, that worked at Mar-a-Lago, the most famous victim that recently died, that, nope, Trump never did anything to her, never was with him alone, never any of that. And that's the emails they released with Epstein talking to Wolf, the anti-Trump writer. And he's like, nope, Trump wasn't involved, nope, Trump was mad at me, nope. Mar-a-Lago was mad they kicked me out, but, you know, he knew. Yeah, he knew I was, you know, targeting her. Well, yeah, that's why he kicked you out of the club. But they write the headline that, ooh, Epstein says Trump knew. Well, damn right, that's why I dropped a dime on him. And then, oh, in emails, they talk about going and looking at some real estate a couple times. That's already been out decades ago. They fought over properties they were buying. They're both in real estate. That's what Trump does. You see him like a thumb, you know, slobbering when he goes around and looks at construction sites and the White House and all. He just loves it. So that's what he does. He's a real estate magnate. Family business. So now the new thing, because again, they're like, oh, we're going to release it all. Oh, actually, drip, 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 drip. The best they've got is the stuff they've released. And now, ooh, Steve Bannon's in there. And I know, you know, the Epstein thing up one side, down the other, backwards and forwards, so I already knew what it would be when I read it. He had at least one meeting with him in New York. Yeah, for a TV interview. That's what he does. Oh, Steve Bannon, he was in emails with him. And he's like, hey, can you put pressure, get any of your buddies to help get rid of Powell? We really need to cut interest rates. I've never had a communication with Steve Bannon, and I've had him for many, 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 many years. It isn't just, we need to take action on this. We need to take action on that. Everybody you know to help do this. I mean, that's just it, what you see on air is what you get behind the scenes. 18 hours a day, just like me, running around fighting the globalists. That's it. But the headlines, ooh, met with him, ooh, emails. And you read them, got them right here. And it's, hey, you got to put pressure on everybody you know. We really got to get rid of Powell. That was 8 years ago. Well, imagine the White House chief of staff trying to mobilize powerful people to get rid of the Federal Reserve head. And it's like, oh, shocking revelations. Oh, my goodness. And you read, it is nothing burger on top of nothing burger on top of nothing burger. But what is not a nothing burger, because I call balls and strikes, is Trump coming in and many public statements, another one on Truth Social yesterday, saying the Epstein thing is a hoax, a distraction from the Democrats and the shutdown, all their corruption, which is true. They're doing this as a distraction, but it's not true that the Epstein whole thing is a hoax. You dropping a dime on Epstein, Trump, is not a hoax. All these other big billionaires, mainly Democrats, and Bill Gates, and the head of Harvard, Larry Summers, all of them, and the Mossad head, Barack, Ehud, Barack, all of it's real. And so, Trump, a few times after we put some pressure on him nicely. I'm not going to get into the behind the story, but Roger Stone went and stayed at the White House, sat on the White House for 8 days. And, you know, his Trump came out and said, listen, I'm the guy that dropped the dime on him. Listen, I'm the, I'm not saying the whole thing's a hoax. I'm saying the Democrats trying to check me to it is a hoax. But then he's right back to where he was. And I told you back at the time, whenever Elon came out and whenever, you know, the Republicans were trying to drive Elon out, which was so popular, Doge was so popular with the public, had his highest ratings ever, Trump did. They were getting a great job done, but it scared the Republican establishment because the cuts were so big and they wanted to be the ones in charge that they successfully ran Elon out of there. And I told all the, you know, Trump worshipers, I said, this is going to bite us in the ass. We need Elon. We need his focus, his media operation, his money. The guy is 100% going after the left, not just here, but around the world. I said, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And it was two camps. We're with Elon or we're with Trump. I was like, how about we stop this? It's destructive. And now they're back being friends. And, you know, he let his NASA head come in. Obviously, the right move. Elon's a genius and all that. It truly means Elon's the head of NASA. But that's not enough. We need to fire the bat signal. We need to bring Elon back. We need to recharge Doge. And I know his stock dropped. He got attacked. All the death threats behind the scenes. I know about some stuff that went on. I mean, Elon was a trooper. And he was taking one for the team and then got pissed on by the Republicans. And they ran him out of there. And now Trump realizes that was a mistake, so he's trying to bring him back. Bring him all the way back. Now, Mark Mitchell is undoubtedly the best pollster in the world. He's the head of Rasmussen Polling. They've got studies by third-party groups. Look it up. In wide-spectrum polling, and they do a lot of unorthodox stuff as well, and there's a lot of other metrics that he then, as a former top executive, you know, moves into that his analysis, just like I do. A lot of factors. It's more of an art form than a science. He continues to nail it. Just 4 months ago, Trump had the highest approval ratings ever had. We were riding high. And now in the last week, he's been hitting the emergency button. The lights are flashing red. And notice, I've been saying this for the last few weeks, now tomorrow's news today, all over the place, every major poll. And I don't just believe all these polls, but the aggregate, that's a real signal. Trump has the lowest approval rating ever. Let's put it on screen from Drudge. 36% if you do an index of the polls. And that's because the American people like anti-establishment. They want action. And, yeah, they also want instant gratification, particularly young people. But they'll not go with instant gratification if they get to see establishment globalists vaporized, politically burned up, torn into pieces. That's what they want. That's what I want. I'll live under a bridge to see Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Brennan in prison. I'm serious. If I could guarantee that the deep state would be dismantled and they'd be destroyed and we could turn this around, I would say they had a big wood chipper going, industrial wood chipper. And they said, and literally God appeared in front of me, or an angel, and it was 100%, you know, Alex, if you throw yourself head first into that wood chipper, right now the enemy's defeated. I wouldn't even think. I'd just be like a Marine jumping on a hand grenade and be like, right into the wood chipper. Okay? I mean, I'm totally committed to this. These people are pure evil. They've got to be defeated. Countless billions of humans will be freed by this. Future generations, I mean, we're at the crossroads. So I'm fully committed to all this, and I need Trump to succeed. But parades of corporate executives bowing down to Trump and announcing how they're doing this to cut prices and that, that's all fine and dandy. But people still go to the store, and the inflation is still bad. Now, it's not as bad as it was under Biden. It slowed some, but it's still super high. So, okay, it's the increase slowed a lot, something like 80%, depending on the numbers. But we were already totally getting screwed. So it's already so high, people think of that as prices going down. And some prices have, and energy prices have, and Trump's making all the right moves. It does take time. But it's the messaging. And I'm serious when I say this, because things have kind of become idiocracy. So we've got to be really smart about policy, implement it, be very brainy at that. But, I mean, if Trump just did like Kid Rock did, and say had an ice sculpture of Jerome Powell, or an ice sculpture, you know, of some globalist, and started beating it with a sledgehammer, he'd get a 10% boost. And you're like, wait, Alex, you don't want violence. You don't want rhetoric. You don't want to turn it up. Well, here's the problem. The public's so dumbed down. That's why the left's running around saying kill everybody. That's why the left's running around saying murder everyone, civil war. Because, A, that's the Podesta plan. And, B, that's what their constituents want. And I'm not saying Trump has to go that far. He's just got to get hardcore. Because his actions are revolutionary. But the delivery is very corporate. And people are seeing this, and note to Trump, don't have Larry Ellison or Bill Gates in the White House. Note to Trump, stop saying the whole Epstein thing's a hoax. Remember what it got explained to you? How you were the one that exposed it and all that? It's on record. Remember? I know you don't care. It's a distraction for you. But remember, Roger came and met with you and was like, you went out and people went, oh, yeah, because it was true. So the Democrats are disgorging all of this stuff. And this is all they got. A bunch of innuendo. A bunch of distractions. And I don't want to spend all day on Epstein, but I want to put a bookend on it with this. This disaster of Pam Bondi saying we're releasing the whole file, and they release old information with the stupid binders. Then they go raid the New York offices of, you know, Comey's daughter, Southern District of New York, and they get the files, and it's all just the stuff they left in there, cherry-picked, and there's nothing bad in there, but it doesn't matter. They're still going to spin it. And then not releasing it, because Trump was informed that they just left innuendo in there about him and his wife and people. That was a terrible response. And then having the deer in the headlights interview 6 months ago with Bongino and Patel saying, oh, no, actually Epstein killed himself. Who's telling him to go out and do that? Whoever the PR people are at the FBI, we know who they are, they're Democrat holdovers, are setting you up. They're telling you, we're the experts in PR, go out and do this. Anybody with half a brain could tell you those are disastrous advice you're being given. It was Carl Serafin 6 months ago said, no, or longer, they're being set up, they're being given bad advice, here's who's doing it. And they are. And so the people giving Trump the advice to say and do the things he's doing are the bad guys. Now, here's the final point on this. I'm going to move on. The head of the CIA, Ratcliffe, came to Trump when he was president-elect. They knew he was be the head of the CIA coming up. He was former head of national intelligence. Gabbard's job now. And said, no, the CIA is involved with Epstein, money laundering, all sorts of clandestine operations. The young girls was just a side hustle. Mossad heavily involved. MI6 heavily involved. The King of England's brother, all of them involved. We can use this as leverage. Plus, you know, it's old, statute of limitations, all this stuff. We suggest you just deep six this. And so Trump made the decision to then move on from a bigger fish to fry and said that. He goes, we got a lot of bigger problems to deal with. This is old news. Most of it's Democrat disinfo because that's what it was. You're seeing it now, what they're releasing. There's nothing, just the way they spin it. But he still obliquely joined the cover-up then. You know, not directly, I don't think they sat around in a room and said, well, I'm going to be involved in a cover-up. No, it's just like, yeah, this is a bunch of crap. It's a big mess. Move on. Same thing you said in public. I know Trump well. That's what happened here. But with the public, it put a big, giant chink in your armor. And then because you can't deliver people out of the giant economic fiasco you inherited, immediately they got issues. And then we've got the other type statements about, that we just don't have enough talented people in America. It's statements like that that are going to wreck us, because I'm going to criticize Trump to try to get him back on track when there's an issue. But everybody knows this. If he doesn't succeed in his economic plan that is excellent and it's night and day compared militarily, culturally, the border, security, trying to rehabilitate our morale. If Trump doesn't succeed, I want everybody to understand, because it's so fashionable to attack him, so fashionable, to spend all your time going after him, because the Democrats will promote you because they want a schism, and a lot of Republicans are pissed off, so they're all for it. I mean, if I came out here and said, screw Donald Trump, F him, I'm done, why, the Democrats would drop their lawsuits against me, and I'd have huge ratings, and I could be number one everywhere again, and they wouldn't be blocking me or attacking me. But America would end up degenerating and collapsing. So I don't even think about selling out and doing that. But at the same time, I have to cover each little piece of this and be accurate about it. Trump is the lifeboat we're in, literally. And he's not perfect, but if the lifeboat sinks, we go down with it. And again, you don't have to even listen to me. Mainline economists, futurists, trends forecasters, you name it. The world is in such debt. There is so much corruption, so much strife, so many resource issues with the globalists having a planned collapse to bring in total tyranny. They've already been winding down production innovation, except for their AI takeover. So the perfect storm is there for hell on earth. And so everybody just needs to remember, yep, criticize Trump. But are you spending 80% of your time on it? Yeah, you are. Are you spending most of your time on trying to promote the good things he's doing and trying to fight the globalists and the left and expose the bad they're doing? Because we really should be spending our time on that, most of it. I just took Trump somewhat to the woodshed because I know he gets information back. So I'm more riding a horse, and that's what I see Trump as. Literally, he's the horse getting us there. I don't mean that as an insult, but and I'm just jamming spurs into, his back legs. And I got a riding crop, and I'm whooping his ass, lovingly. And by the way, I got a riding crop beating my own ass. I mean, get up, get on your feet, fight. Because we're right at the heart of the battle right now. So all of us need to be digging our spurs into ourselves. All of us need to be getting a riding crop out. Man, that'll wake your ass up. Take a riding crop and slap yourself hard on the thigh. Know what a horse feels. I mean, open the skin up if you need to. I'm not a masochist, but at this point I am. I mean, it's like Roy Batty's dying at the end of Blade Runner, and he knows enough trauma will get him juiced up through adrenaline, so he's driving nails into his hands just so he can finish the fight. I mean, I'm there, man. I'm like pulling nails out here and like, get that son of a bitch going here. All right, this is do or die time, folks. Get your game faces on. Get serious. We'll be right back on the other side. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Share those live feeds now. Massive news, what Trump's doing right, and so much more straight ahead. Plus,
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes! medical grade USP ultramethylene blue exclusively at thealexshowstore.com has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
week. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexshowstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
My eyes.
It happened again. Got my cell phone turned off. I'd stuck it in the drawer next to the bedstand. And I wake up and God's tapped me on the shoulder. And I said, turn my cell phone on, right? You're going to show me you're real again, right? Yeah. Get it and turn it on. And I say out loud, 247, phone boots, which means God told me that he probably 246. Boots, 247. That's probably happened thousands of times in my life. Maybe 1,000, I don't know. Over and over again. That's God's way, I guess. But that's just, and you've seen me do it on air. Predict things, exact minutes, times. It's amazing. And that's just God's way, I guess, of talking to me. You know, today is the one-year anniversary of the fake auction they had last year. The judge ordered an auction. We had groups to buy it that would keep us on air. We later sued them. I got the internal emails of the U.S. trustee of the Justice Department that intervened in my bankruptcy. They're talking to the Democrat Party plaintiffs, and they said, we're not going to ever let him stay on air. We're just going to cancel the auction and you basically give it to you. But tell the judge in the world it was an auction. Remember all that? That auction was today, a year ago. How embarrassing for them. And a lot more has obviously come out, and a lot more is. And there is a investigation of that going on. I'll just stop there. They already know. They've been visited. But they don't care. They just go forward. And then it was tomorrow, 364 days ago, it'll be tomorrow, that they came in at 8 a.m. and shut the doors and turned the internet off and said, get out. And I said, you cancel the auction. This isn't a real auction. I'm going to go challenge it. And the judge wasn't corrupt and blocked them. So just remember what we've all been through and all the other stuff. And remember the bad guys want this off the air. And I'm about to hit all the other news. There's so much. Militarily, the economy, culturally, Islam. Big guests coming up, several big guests. Some of the great stuff Trump's doing, though, the poll numbers that we didn't need to have poll numbers, I could see it. So, let me just tell you this. We are listener supported by you. And I'm obviously only going to sell you stuff that really has a great effect. You buy the Patriot t-shirts. We have the widest selection, some of the best designs, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters. Great designs, great messages, wake people up, meet like-minded people. It's a total adventure to wear it. I remember people all the time that have bought the gear, and they're like, wow, this is an adventure. Somebody bought me lunch the other day, and wow, I went to Joe Rogan's comedy club and got mobbed, and wow, you weren't kidding. Yeah, I don't say stuff unless it's true, okay? Discover what it's like to be Alex Jones or Donald Trump. Wear these shirts. Wear these caps. Now, in leftist areas, you might get hit in the back of the head with a bottle, so be careful. But it's an adventure. It's like wearing a uniform in a war zone. You find out who's who. But the supplements is where I can really deliver to you. The ultramethylene blue, the Shilajit, the Irish sea moss, the highest quality, highest rated bovine colostrum. If you don't know about bovine colostrum, please research it. Then know we have the best. 2,000 milligram per scoop. It's all insanely good for you. Powerful. But the ultramethylene blue, 99.9% of people feel it within 30 minutes. But its real effects are long term. Cleans out your cells, energizes your body. It just does amazing things. Over the top energy with no letdown. But the Shilajit, and Shilajit is amazing, but not all Shilajit is equal. No, it would take an hour to get into that. Research Shilajit, you know we have the best. The gummies, capsules, they're delicious. They're so strong, so concentrated. It has all these natural peptides that boost testosterone in men, make your skin glow, stamina, libido, clarity. It goes on and on. And so the new flash sale for 48 hours is Shilajit gummies. Buy one, get one free and a free hat. So buy one bottle of Shilajit gummies, big old huge bottle, pineapple flavor, natural flavor, and get one free and get a free murdered out limited edition InfoWars ball cap, black on black, Richardson high quality hat. And this is the last day for the free hat. I should add, they're going to go 48 hours on the buy one, get one free Shilajit gummies, but this is the last day for the buy one free, or We're going to extend until tomorrow. Buy one, get one free for the Shilajit gummies. But today is the last day, this Thursday, November 13th, 2025, to get the free ball cap on top of it. That is an amazing deal. So I want to thank all of you that have supported. I want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence and haven't done it. Now is the time to take action and experience how great these products are. The Irish Sea Moss, the Shilajit, the bovine colostrum, the ultramethylene blue. It's all there at thealexmasore.com, which I don't own and InfoWars doesn't own. That's our sponsor, Bigly, that's financing and owns the new Alex Jones Network backup system. Everything else is happening. So it's not just critical for your health and your longevity and to experience these great products, which you need to believe me and try them. They really work. It's beyond critical in keeping this transmission on the air, which the globalists dream about getting off the air. So thank you all for your past support. I want to thank those that have taken action. I want to encourage those that have been on the fence, get your skin in the game. Get on the field. Be a man in the arena, a woman in the arena. I've delivered to you on the information. We got the best batting average. Why don't you try the products? TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right. I want to get into civil war. Now, notice for the last year, I've been intensely warning of this, and nobody else really was. It was like, oh, that guy's crazy. Now it's trending everywhere, hundreds of news articles a day. The left's calling for it. Joe Rogan's warning of it. Fetterman's warning of it. It's everywhere because that's what the left wants. They want violence. They want to hold the country hostage. Because they know not just America, but the world is waking up to them. Well, the answer to that, I'll get to some of these clips in a moment, is to not be intimidated by them, to not bow. You know, their political correctness doesn't work anymore. So now they've moved on to, when we take over, we're going to put you all in prison. Well, when you take over, you're going to take our sons away and cut their penises off. And our daughter's breast off. We already know. Those of us that are awake, but those that don't fully get it, it's time to reach out to them and really raise the alarm. Are we going to bow to these bullies? So one of the great things Trump does is dismantle this corruption. And instead of responding to the media attacking him about building a ballroom because the White House doesn't have one, every other head of state country does, El Salvador isn't 5% as rich as us, and they got a big ballroom for 100 years. Imagine we're talking about a ballroom that employs people and, you know, building it and all of it. That's all they got? Built and paid for by donors? No, Trump shouldn't respond back to all their ballroom crap. He should go after Obamacare, that Jonathan Gruber and the chief of staff for Obama, Rahm Emanuel, and his brother Ezekiel Emanuel came up with an all-brown. Yesterday, thank God the voters are so stupid. This triples prices. Ha, ha, ha. We're going to screw them for the insurance companies. That's a winning issue to dismantle Obamacare, and he started by cutting off his funding 40-something days in. They choked. That's a victory. So we need to see more of this President Trump and less of the one that says the whole Jeffrey Epstein case is a hoax. Because you're not implicated, sir. So stop it. And if he was, then I wouldn't support him. So Trump literally destroys the Democrats. And people need to be reminded, hey, remember when your premiums doubled and tripled? Remember you could keep your insurance, but you couldn't? Or remember, no, all of that. This is such a fraud. So you got Mangione out killing a healthcare executive, and he's a hero of Democrats, 80%+ love him, in polls. I'm not saying kill him. My point is, why don't we talk about the kingpins that actually did this and hang that evil around the neck of the people that deserve it? So more of this Trump. Here he is.
Going to go down. It went the exact opposite with the biggest increase of any of healthcare in any country. It's a disaster. And I'm calling today for insurance companies not to be paid, but for the money, this massive amount of money, to be paid directly to the people of our country so that they can buy their own health care, which will be far better and far less expensive than the disaster known as Obamacare. And I've had I think, great support. I've even had Democrat support. So we want the money that would be going to the insurance company, which is hundreds of billions of dollars. You know, their stock prices have gone up by 1,000% in many cases, 1,000% over a short period of time, because our country stupidly pays them so much money with this Obamacare scandal. So I want the money to go directly to you, the people. And you go out and you buy your own health insurance and you'll negotiate different plans and you get much better insurance and you will be an entrepreneur for yourself. So I'm always willing to work with anyone, including the other party. We'll work on something having to do with health care. We can do a lot better. We can do great. So much money is involved. And we're willing to pay so much money to the people. So we're going to pay a lot of money to the people. They're going to go out and buy their own health care. And we're going to forget this Obamacare madness. So with all of that, I just want to tell you the country has never been in better shape.
That is good, what Trump is doing on that term. And that is 100% all true. And remember, this whole shutdown was about crashing the economy, but secondarily, the main reason, you know, that was public is keeping Obamacare, these massive subsidies to illegal aliens and to the insurance companies. So more of what we just saw right there. That's true. That destroys our enemies. It exposes them and it saves the country. They want us to forget about that. And Jonathan Gruber. Now here's Fetterman. And boy, is he right. The hate of the left is just exponentially 10 times worse than the quote right wing. And they're violent and they attack everybody and mostly peaceful, you know, burning things down. We need an exodus away from these people. And the way to stop their civil war is to point out they're the bad guys that want the civil war. Here's Fetterman.
You said, quote, "I've drunk deeply of the venom of both the left and the right. As a connoisseur, I can confirm that the most poisonous, the bitterest, is from the far left." That is pretty remarkable to hear you say that as an elected Democrat. Why?
You know, it's just been my personal experience on this thing. And when I asked my digital team, I said, you know, we're on all the platforms, you know, really what's kind of the harshest, what's kind of the most personal? And the answer was immediate. He said, oh, blue sky, it's blue sky. And the difference is, I mean, the right would say really rough things and names, you know, some names I won't repeat on TV, but on the left, it was like they want me to die or that we're cheering for your next stroke. Or that's terrible, that depression won. Why couldn't it depression won? And I hope your kids find you. They even have like the graphic, a GIF where they have like a stroke, you know, in your head,
oh my
you know,
gosh.
Cheering at that. Yeah. And they said that, I remember one, they claimed, oh, the doctor let us down. And why did they have to save his life? Just really like, I just can't imagine people are wishing, you know, I wish he dies or I want him to die, you know, literally cheering for a stroke. And I don't know what the kind of a place where that comes from. I mean, that's much different than just calling me a name. That's really been consistent, you know, in that community online.
And just imagine, cause I mean, I'm a public figure, so I experience it a lot. I can tell you it's 100% real. Look at Charlie Kirk. Look at all of it. And that's why we said the left probably killed him. They said, we're going to kill him. We want to kill him. They celebrated him dying. And then we see a weird FBI cover-up, so God knows what's going on. It's just crazy. But these are people that inherently love to be slaves. They don't care Obama's on record with Gruber and the Emanuels writing Obamacare to triple their prices and rape them. They don't even want to remember they got raped by it because most of them don't even have jobs, don't even know. They just want to death threat Trump and Fetterman and me and everybody else because we're against it. That's all they got. And again, Mangione killing the healthcare executive. Okay, well, he's a healthcare executive. How about what the Democratic Party did? And I'm not saying kill him. I'm just saying you guys are crazy. And all these free deals you think you're going to get, you're never going to get them. You never do get them. Communism isn't a failure. It's a system to enslave people, to give away their rights to being a collective run by overlords that exempt themselves from the communism. So here's Joe Rogan a few days ago. Scary. Joe Rogan warns America is on its way to bona fide civil war. And we got Woody Harrelson, who I know well, been friends with him, been some movies with him. Woody means well, but you know, he's on TV. Woody Harrelson fantasizes about murdering President Trump with cyanide. Woody's dad died in prison for assassinating a federal judge, the 243, from 400 yards out in San Antonio. And according to E. Howard Hunt and other people I know interviewed before they died, Woody Harrelson's dad was Dealey Plaza, pulled triggers. So when you got Woody Harrelson, kind of a thoroughbred, you know, from, let's just say, royalty of assassination, it's something you should worry about, Woody, if something happens to Trump. Remember, Woody, you went on Saturday Night Live and exposed Big Pharma and the cartel and the poison. And Trump was somewhat involved, but the Democrats 10 times worse. So come on, Woody. Stop it. Don't become your father, and don't promote those type of ideals. All right? Not a good thing, Woody. I like it, Woody. So, by the way, spit image of his dad, who's arrested in Dealey Plaza, by the way, and let go of the Dallas police, along with Howard Hunt in the railway car. But let's go ahead and play the clip of Rogan, and then let's go into Woody Harrelson.
And a respected narrative. PBS, very respected. BBC, very respected. Like, from, because of the past. And it just got infected by zombies. They just made their way through that gates. And they took over the staff. Blue hair!
What's next?
There's a rejection of that, but the scary part is what we usually do is we do something like that and then we overcorrect. Right? And then we go like white nationalists. We're all Christian. Get rid of the Muslims. You know what I mean? Like it gets scary when there's like hardcore ideological conflict because people push back. Oh, you want to know what a bitch is? I'll show you a fucking bitch, right? You know, that's what happens. You kind of call me a bitch? Okay, motherfucker. It's on. You know, and then that's what people are doing on the left and the right. And the ultimate expression of that is obviously Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk gets shot and people are celebrating. Like, whoa, 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 whoa. You want people to die that you disagree with? Like, where are we right now on the scale of, one to civil war? Where are we? Are we at seven? Cause I thought we were at five. I thought we were like four or five. But after the Charlie Kirk thing, I'm like, oh, we might be like seven. This might be like step seven on the way to a bona fide civil war. As soon as you start regular people celebrating somebody getting murdered in front of their wife and kid on television in front of the whole world, as soon as you celebrate that, like, man, you're in dark territory. You're in dark territory. And if the worst thing you could say about that guy is that he said some things I disagree with and you're celebrating that he got shot in the neck in front of the world, whoa, and you work at an insurance company? This is nuts. And you thought it was okay to say that on Instagram? This is nuts. This is nuts. Like, what are you guys on? Like, what's happening here?
Estrogen pills.
I think it's Adderall.
Adderall.
I think there's a lot of folks out there, high productivity folks, that are on amphetamines.
Yeah.
I used to dream about being a Secret Service agent, but then that passed when I realized the character that I liked on television was actually an actor playing a Secret Service agent. But luckily, I didn't become a Secret Service agent. I'd be having to protect Donald Trump right now, and that just wouldn't sit well.
You would have a very big job right now to do.
Yeah, I'd be wanting to slip him some cyanide instead of jumping in front of a bullet. I shouldn't say these things.
You should not be saying these things.
Okay, well, I guess.
No.
Well, there's
no, not when your dad's a famous CIA top assassin. Probably don't want to be saying that stuff, Woody. Not good. Not good at all. Charles Harrelson. And I've interviewed more people than anybody. I've interviewed three of the people that were there with Charles Harrelson. And I'm told that big Zapruder film, that Harrelson's one got that shot. None of them were exactly sure, because they shot him full of holes. One just three bullets at him, a whole bunch. Triangulation, that's the key. So I think when old Woody makes comments like that, that's not good, Woody. Because, like, if your dad's the top racehorse at killing people, well, we know, you know, that stuff passes on. You kind of got the wild eyes. Makes you really believable as a tough guy in the movies. That you need to dial that back, sonny boy. Need to dial it back. And I like Woody. But trying to win points for the Democrats and the liberals talking about killing Trump. Not a good thing, Woody. Hey, what do you think happens if somebody does poison him with cyanide, Woody? We don't want Woody to end up dying in federal prison like his daddy for assassinating judges. All right, I'm going to start the next hour. Elijah Schaefer, I've read the lawsuit. In fact, guys, make sure he sends it to you. I read it on his gray zone. Cash Patel's girlfriend is suing. And this is a lot bigger than Elijah Schaefer. This is the model of FBI lawfare. It came out the FBI under the Democrats was behind the suits against me. He didn't even say that Cash Patel's girlfriend is a Mossad agent, which I don't see evidence of and don't think is the case. He just simply posted a photo of the two together. And then they said in the lawsuit, well, you've criticized Israel before, so that's why we're suing you. What? But you got to watch out. They'll pick the judge. They'll default you like me. It won't matter you didn't do anything. They'll just say you did. You know, next, you know, in my case, they'll say he was peeing on people's graves or something. So that's coming up. We'll spend some time with him on that and other big issues, the big Tucker fallout. And then I've got all this military, all this economic, all this Islamic takeover news. We'll be right back. Today's the last day. Any order, thealexlistore.com. Get the free murder.infowars app. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexshowstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra, Methylene, Blue, and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be a shutdown. They have a state receiver. Said it'd be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
Hey, Chase. Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the Methylene Blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the Methylene Blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the receiver. resistance.
Stories I've got to get to. And a lot of these will just take 5 minutes, but let me just mention what's coming up. And I laugh because when I saw this on X this morning, I saw some of the comments going, oh, this isn't real. It's too incredible. And then I remembered more than a dozen times in the last year I've seen similar videos. Because you got British veterans, you name it, dying on the street, freezing to death. You've got tent cities, and they don't allow tent cities in the UK like they do here. So the illegal aliens get 3-4-star, sometimes 5-star hotels for years and years, 3 meals, laundry service, everything. And then when they catch people sleeping in the car park, in their car or in a tent or behind a bush that are white, they kick them off and the police come and get them. And you see the video of this, and people are like, this can't be real. So later today, I'm going to get more of these clips together. I shoot reports a lot of days after the show. I'm going to do one today, a couple, where I can get you other examples of daytime, them kicking people out of tents and out of sleeping bags, sometimes like under trees, bushes, and veterans, I mean, highly decorated ones, you name it. Because the taxes are so high, the housing shortages, and you got the hotels kicking them out, or they catch them parking their car there, and the police come and say, you can't do this. But then the Islamic and North African invaders are literally through the window gobbling free food and just sitting around. I mean, I laugh because it's so damn sad. So, it's just amazing. And then Christmas is here in the West now, so all over Europe they're putting up the freedom barriers because the Muslims love to ram everybody with cars and killing them. And then I've got the latest video of gangs of migrants, North Africans, are terrorizing small French coastal towns as they maraud through the streets at night with machetes, robbing, killing, and stealing people. I mean, it just goes on and on. But let's go out to break with this. It's clip 4. A British couple homeless sleeping on a mattress in the car park of the migrant hotel, and the local news is defending the fact they were thrown out. So you can't sleep in the bushes because you're white and from the country. But if you're a Muslim or somebody from Africa, everything's free. Here's a clip.
No, that's for a year and a half.
A year and a half?
A year and a half, yeah.
Are you from Derby?
Yeah, I'm from Derby, yeah. Yeah, born and bred.
So you're homeless and you have to sleep under in a migrant hotel?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, I'm, I've come here out of the rain. This is the only place, to be honest.
This is it.
You know what I mean?
Ridiculous.
Thank you.
Is that all right?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're all right.
You're right,
mate, yeah. That's ridiculous. More British people taking shelter in the car park of a migrant hotel. While the migrants are nice and dry with the electricity and they're eating on, etc. We've got healthcare as well.
They're the invaders, not the migrants.
NHS, I think.
Stop using their words.
Got their healthcare. But yeah, they're all in here nice and dry, nice and warm. In the Derby Midland Hotel. I mean, like, you can't make it up. It's ridiculous. Homeless people on the streets, British homeless, taking shelter there. And all these migrants that have come over. I'm in this nice hotel. Tell me what you think about it, guys. Bang out of order, if you ask me. Anyway.
And that's nothing. There's way worse than that. So we'll come right back with Eliza Schaefer and so much more straight ahead. Share the live feed now. You are the Paul Revere. You are the Resistance.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Concerning news that I was being sued for $5 million by Kash Patel's girlfriend, Alexis Wilkins. And the reason why might actually shock you. About a couple months ago, I posted this photo on the public social media platform X. I posted it with no caption, no suggestions of any malintent or any slander, defamation, or criticisms of character. I did so attached to an X post shared by another account that I'm not connected to that talked about government agents being compromised. Now Alexis Wilkins is saying that I owe her $5 million for damages, the exact evaluation of my company, and if I cannot come up with that money, that I'm going to have to shut down my business, give up all of my digital assets and my entire voice online in order to pay her back. So why does Kash Patel's girlfriend want to silence me? Well, it comes down to the lawsuit itself. Before anyone jumps to conclusions and says, well, don't say that she's a honeypot, I'd like to say, I never did. I never would. I never felt like suggesting that. Never even suggested that in my own head. So why am I being sued for something I never did? To give proof of that, in Section 14 of the lawsuit, it states, while the defendant may not have included any caption to spell out the meaning of his post, he didn't have to. Ever since Kash Patel was appointed as director of the FBI in February of 2025, the conspiratorial corners of the internet and social media have been spreading false narratives about Ms. Wilkins as an Israeli Mossad agent, spy, or quote, honeypot, who is only in the relationship with Kash Patel to spy on and manipulate the United States government. Defendant's wordless reply, it goes on to say. So to clarify, before we go any further, if you post a public photo of a government official and his romantic partner, who he's not married to, a very important fact we'll talk about, you as a private citizen or a member of the press can be bankrupted, have your entire company shut down, or completely mocked, slandered, and dragged through lawfare because of what? Because of your First Amendment protected rights. Now, I believe that this lawsuit is not only an attack on our First Amendment and our constitutional rights given to us by God, but I believe this is also a violation of SLAPP ordinances. This seems to be a proxy lawsuit, if anything, from Kash Patel himself, and I have the evidence to prove it. We'll start here by talking about what is this lawsuit about and why is it so concerning. As I just read in the previous section, Alexis Wilkins states that I never said anything about her being a Mossad agent. So how am I being sued for saying anything about that, considering I'm being sued for things I didn't say? Yeah, you heard that right. They're suing me for the implications based upon previous posts I had made on my X account, not about Alexis, not about cash, but about the state of Israel. I take you to section 17 of evidence. Defendant frequently posts anti-Israel rhetoric accusing Israel of controlling the United States and its politicians, in which they share a post that I said Trump doesn't want to admit that Netanyahu doesn't fear him. Israel has more control over the USA than we do over them. Our politicians are hook, line, and sinker, sold out to the Jewish state of regime. It's genuinely disheartening, and we must remove these parasites from AIPAC. They also posted more evidence in the lawsuit, nothing to do with Alexis Wilkins, nothing to do with Kash Patel, and nothing to do with me saying anything about her being a Mossad agent. I never said it, so they don't have evidence. So why is it that they've made the entire lawsuit about my thoughts on the Israeli government? That's highly suspicious. They also posted more evidence where I said my entire feed is just about people glazing Israel and defending the occupation of our nation. It's incredible. It all happened after the forced TikTok sale on behalf of the ADL. I also said you either get Israel-controlled politicians who hate you or foreigners who hate you. Welcome to America. I hate it here. And one of the last posts they put, there's many, many more that I'll read, is it breaks my heart that Trump could have been if he wasn't a slave to Israel. Tragic. Now, if you're like me and you're wondering, what did I possibly do to receive a lawsuit for $5 million, which they suspiciously got the exact valuation of my intellectual property, that would force me to shut down and apologize and turn over all my assets to the district court, that would require me to turn over communications in discovery, which I'll talk about what we're planning on doing and how we're going to be responding to this. I'm going to tell you, this is a very dangerous precedent for the American people, because the entire evidentiary case they have against me is that I do not support Israel, that I do not believe that Americans are free, that we are occupied by Israel, and that my criticisms of cash are why this is filed. Now, let's talk about this. I want to clarify these things. I never said anything about Alexis Wilkins, period. She said that I had a wordless reply. Sounds dystopian, doesn't it? She also said I didn't imply anything about her being a Mossad agent. In fact, it says that I just posted a picture of our unmarried head of intelligence in our country, one of the single most important positions in the world, that is dating a girl who we know nothing about. He is not married in a committed relationship by law. That's important. And he's on the dating market. Do you want your FBI director to be on the dating market? I just think it's interesting whether he's with her or anybody else. It's like, yeah, people can, you know, be susceptible towards whatever is going on. And that's not even why I posted the photo. But, well, people could be. So what would be wrong if somebody even did imply that? I didn't imply it. But it's like, even if they're accusing me of doing what they say I did, is there a crime in just wondering if your intelligence agencies are being led by uncompromised individuals? No, obviously not. Look at James O'Keefe's entire investigative portal. He literally finds unmarried government officials, intelligence operatives from the CIA, and he sets them up on fake dates, uses them to get sensitive information, and then compromises entire departments. It happens all the time. Americans have the right to question if that's happening to anyone in our government. Doesn't matter if they're a private citizen or a...
Well, I've known Elijah Schaefer for 10 years, and I've always liked him, thought he was always a very credible guy, but he's gotten more and more, let's just say, informed and effective. And a couple of days ago when I saw this break, it was giving me flashbacks to how the FBI has now admitted in court they created the fake lawsuits against me and used proxy groups to do it. On the stand, they admitted it. Then we had the undercover CIA/FBI, Gavin Oblevis, admitting it all. And that's the danger. It doesn't matter if they have no evidence. They can pick the judges, pick the courts, have show trials. So the fact that Kash Patel's girlfriend, who I have nothing against, I don't even know or follow, he's a country music singer or whatever, has sued Kyle Serafin, very credible FBI whistleblower, but just basically everything he's ever told me has turned out to be accurate. Crazy batting average. And now Elijah Schaefer. If you'd have told me this would happen. So I trust Elijah in a long time. I was talking to him earlier today, and I said, I saw excerpts of the suit. I saw quotes, but I said, this is so crazy. People don't believe this is real. Even though it's in the news, they're suing him. So he sent me the lawsuit, which we're going to post in a few minutes on X at Real Alex Jones, and I appreciate him doing it. So here it is. Everything he says, overhead shot, please, is in this. They literally say, yeah, you never accuse her of Mossad, but you criticize Israel. And then they give examples. So now we're going to take your company over and shut you down. I mean, 100% unconstitutional. Absolutely insane. They'll probably sue me next. It's his law firm, FBI connected, that's doing all of this. This is what the Trump administration has going on. I mean, we need prosecutions of Brennan and Clapper and people. We're starting to get some. We need the deep state in trouble. We need to find the missing kids. If Elijah Schaefer would have said that Cash Patel's girlfriend is a 500-foot-tall demon from hell, it's not true. He has a right to say it. Or she's a Martian. Or she's a vampire. She's a public figure, folks. The statutes are all clear. But he didn't do that. And now I have the exhibits. The lawsuit right here. It's everything he says. Everything he read out on air in the report I just played you part of. It's a powerful 14 minutes. We only played half of it. I now have it. And when, I mean, this is next level. And you know, this is the model of what's coming, ladies and gentlemen. Sued for $5 million. When I've seen other talk show hosts, who I'm sure work for them, that's why they do it, people love Hitler and stuff, they're literally saying she is Mossad, but no evidence, and all this other stuff. They didn't sue them. No, they sued Elijah Schaefer, that simply said, oh, yeah, here's a post of her and him. Yeah, this should be investigated. Oh, my gosh, you're bad. And they're saying, you talked bad about Israel previously. We'll read some of those quotes. So you need to be shut down. Well, this is dangerous. And really, a lot of folks didn't rally to my aid when this all started happening to me. Some did. I appreciate them. Don't forget who they are. One of them, Elijah Schaefer. But if they can get Elijah Schaefer, they can get us all. They're coming after Elijah because he's been popular ever since he got on the scene. But his show's exploded. And they're like, whoever's behind this, let's get this guy. But this has Todd Blanche, Democrat Party Lawfare, written all over it. You had the Paul Weiss Law Firm that's been running lawsuits against me that paid a $40 million fine to Trump, admitted to illegal lawfare, admitted to crimes. Then they are still suing me, still running the attempt to shut us down. So people come and tell Trump they're doing something. He reads an article about how they're going to stop. They don't stop. So the deep state's still there, still operating, still doing all of this. But if you go through the pages of the complaint again, Elijah, we can show people now, and we'll pull up the HD on screen, the exhibits, so it's not just you saying it. And I knew you were real, and I believe it, and I've been through this, so I knew. But I was like, hey, we need to publish the actual lawsuit. These exhibits are incredible. Because every word you said is true, and this is just insane. But you got to think this is a badge of honor, red badge of courage. The fact that you have now been singled out, obviously there's forces behind this, and that's my opinion. They'll probably sue me too. Great, line up around the block. The point is they can't shut us all down. But the Streisand effect of this too, going after anybody that questions anything, we should, quite frankly, people should be questioning any law enforcement or intel head at a national level who's not married. Anybody will tell you, high-level positions in the past, they never put in an FBI director unless it was Hoover and he was compromised, you notice, or a CIA director, NSA director, unless they're married or they're widowed and they know the background, because the most classic thing is sex operatives in spying. So the only question you ever ask is here in the lawsuit, how dare you ask, well, are these questions legitimate? You know, should we ask questions? And I'll say it, sue me, Cash, sue me, your girlfriend, if you want to. I think it's fair to investigate the FBI director who's unmarried with his girlfriend. I'm not saying she's anything bad. Looks like a very nice person. But you're a public figure in a very high position of power, so grow some damn skin. They don't even have skin, much less thick skin. So Elijah Schaefer, man in the crucible, Elijah Schaefer on X, CEO of RiftTV.com, hosts the Rift live on Rumble and YouTube. You can find him on Elijah Schaefer and Instagram at the Rift TV. So that's a long intro, but I want to just set the precedent here and the stage. This is unprecedented. This is next level bonker town where they're saying you didn't do anything, but it doesn't matter. You criticize Israel, so we're going to shut you down. This is a threat to everybody, Elijah.
Absolutely, Alex. And first of all, I want to say, you know, the last time we were talking, I had said to you something very important. I said, Alex, I think you have some trauma
and some PTSD from these lawsuits, because this is why I'm like, we get it. The American people get it. They sued
you. Did
you
say
for
that 3 weeks ago. You did.
Yeah.
You did say that I'm a little gun shy because of the PTSD.
But it's true.
Well, I got nauseous watching your 14-minute report because I've been through. I was just like, God, I agree. I actually do. I didn't realize that. You're right.
That's what I was saying, but it wasn't disrespect. People know, and I repeat this every time if people are unfamiliar with me, that I credit Alex Jones with my entire political career. He's the guy who woke me up. He's the guy, it's like the born again moment when people meet Jesus Christ. I was in 2008, born again and resurrected in my heart from Alex Jones. And immediately bought his commune Obama shirt with Obama as Che Guevara and got in trouble, and suspended for wearing it for inciting, some sort of discontent in the school body. So I faced public repercussion the first time I spoke out publicly. It hasn't stopped. And Alex, your show remains at the forefront of absolute truth. And I want to bring that up because, you know, some people thought our last interview that I was being, you know, there was some rift between us, no pun intended, but there isn't. In fact, when I said that, I said it out of respect, like a son would say for his father. I'm like a son who grew up and I'm in my early 20s. I'm like, hey, Dad, thanks for everything you've done for me, but let me help you too. And let me shed some light, because why what I'm saying is that your lawsuit was about not just shutting you up then. It was about making you afraid of anything you might say in the future, unrelated to Sandy Hook, unrelated to the parents or the families or the children,
yeah, chilling
or the
effect.
Victims or the perpetrator. It was about saying, oh, every time, even this thing, it's like, well, should I say anything? Because they want to let you know that at any point, it's this gaslighting that you may face life-ending repercussions for asking the wrong questions. And that's the key word, the wrong questions. However, this is a step further, Alex. That, if you can bring that lawsuit, the page up, I want to read what it says.
It's not a step forward. It's a giant leap. I read it. This is, we're posting on X right now. This is unbelievable. Start over. I mean, this is insane. They literally say, yeah, you never said anything bad about us, but because you criticize Israel, we're going to destroy you. I mean, this is bonker town. I bet Netanyahu's people wrote this. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, look at this. Look at this. Defendant Elijah D. Schaefer has perpetrated a malicious lie about Alexis Wilkins, falsely claiming that she is an American-born country singer, is a foreign agent of the government to manipulate and compromise director of the FBI. So they say the lawsuit starts in its first sentence, says, I said something, and then it goes down. And it says, he actually didn't say anything. This is legitimately what it says. He did not say anything. It said he replied with a wordless reply, with no caption, with no statement, with no words. However, we know what he was thinking. That's where this is crazy. We know what he was thinking when he posted a picture of Cash Patel and his girlfriend.
And by the way, look, this is a great photo.
That's
he looks
crazy.
Great. She looks great. This is what you posted this on top of someone else's post. This is $5 million.
Yeah,
but my point is that they look great. I mean, what the hell's going on here?
Well, this is what I'm trying to tell people. Look, you'll see the attack
folks,
already.
Hold on. You're being sued for $5 million for that.
Yeah.
All you did was post on somebody else's post that.
An image. No words. And by the way, in this post, Alexis Wilkins' name is not mentioned. So her name is not mentioned in my post. Her name is not mentioned in the tweet that I was retweeting. Her name's not mentioned. Okay. So she's not mentioned, meaning this could be posted for any reason. It's a famous person, the director of the FBI.
But they're public figures. She's a big country singer, very successful. He's an FBI director. You could say the moon was made of cheese or they were Martians, even though it's not
correct.
True. But you didn't. But you said new ground. There is new ground here, but no. Statute of limitations was ignored in Texas and Connecticut, and the laws in both states, you must say the name of them. I said the name of one of the 20 plaintiffs. And none others, but they still ignored that and did $1.5 billion judgment when I never said the names of any of these people.
Well, and that's what I'm saying, is that I think this is the first case on record.
I'm harassing them so bad I didn't say any of their names or show their picture.
But Alex, but that's what I'm saying, is that what they did to you, this is the same thing. This is, well, we're going to get into some more details of where I think this is a slap violation. And some really, really bad moves. That
oh, it totally violates
just opened up.
But let me tell you, I don't know what judge they picked, but wherever this, oh, I mean, if this is like the other cases, they pick judges that are literally Antifa.
Oh, hey, Alex, you know what they did? Do you know why the entire lawsuit, which we'll break down, the entire lawsuit, that's the only evidence, by the way, guys, that they claim all that statement that I said all these things about her. Then you go, well, what evidence? So where are the posts? Was it a conversation? Was it a speech? No. It was an image that I posted without any words. They extracted all of these statements. He said this. It's not even just that he implied. It's like he said that she is an agent. He said that she is working for Mossad. He said that she's manipulating and controlling her boyfriend. And there's more. They extracted like a dozen or more statements from that picture that were never stated. I am being sued for something I never said. Now you can get sued.
You're being sued for what they said you said.
Correct. This is nuts. Like, do you know how crazy this is, Alex?
I've never been to Connecticut and they claim I sent people to pee on graves. And then we asked them on the stand, no one peed on graves.
Well, listen, I'm saying, listen, when I called people, I called Max Blumenthal and I said, hey, Max, listen, I don't want to release this from the right wing media because our media is running cover for Cash right now. They're not holding him accountable for his blunders. And I think that the government has operatives, just like the MSNBC and CNN is controlled by the left. I think our networks are compromised. Fox and Newsmax, I fully. And now my studio is right next to Newsmax in South Florida. I told him, I go, man, I have a lawsuit here that I am being sued for something I never said, but then the only things that I've said are against Israel, and that's what the whole lawsuit is about. And he literally goes, basically like, and this is not putting words in Max's mouth. It's like, you kind of sound like a right wing nut job. You know, this sounds like some kooky stuff you hear on like some QAnon, you know, live stream on Truth Social. Like he's like, dude, listen, man, I don't really have time for this kind of like, well, I'm like, dude, no, listen to me, man. This is real. And he's like, send me the lawsuit. Like okay, cool. Like kind of just like, oh, my kids are crying. I gotta go. And he like calls me back. He's like, this is not fake, right? And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, this is not a fake lawsuit. You didn't make this up. I was like, why would I make this up? He's like, I got to do some research. I don't believe this is real. And I'm like, what? And so then I sent it to my lawyer and I sent it to him. He goes, is this real? And I'm like, yeah, this is real. He's like, this is unprecedented. This is so dangerous for the FBI. Not only is this going to turn public opinion against Cash, it's going to turn public opinion against the FBI. But this also, which is the key thing, opens up our FBI director to discovery, not only because we can get discovery, and if he claims immunity, that's a slap violation. We're coming back at them. That's corruption. That's an admission of guilt, and we can prove then it's proxy. We can get this thrown out and get damages. But even more importantly, we can request official government devices because he just used a $60 million jet to go visit he used taxpayer money, you know, tens of thousands of dollars.
And it's his law firm that works with the FBI.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say. And she doesn't live in D.C., according to our reports we saw. Now, I would say allegedly in all of this, because what if she does? But she used his law firm and his lawyer to sue us. And she's getting 8,000 streams per week or month on Spotify. She couldn't afford this case. So who's paying for it? And he doesn't have immunity because they're not married. He keeps saying, my family, I stand up for my family. She's your girlfriend, dude. You don't have spousal immunity. You're on the case too. We can get your stuff too. And you also don't have client privilege because
well,
you're not
question.
Named in the lawsuit.
I mean, doesn't he know this is going to Streisand effect to the 10th power?
Go look. She's subtweeting me right now on X. That's so immature. She's subtweeting. And if she says, oh, I wasn't subtweeting you. Let me tell you this, Alexis. Sorry. I just assumed that you were talking about me. Because I'm just going to say you are talking about me because that's what we can do now. We can just tell people
we'll right
what they're doing.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right. You heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down. And now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way. So if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
We'll be right back. Joel, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com, 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Said a lot of bad things about Senator Fetterman because I didn't understand the exact medical issues he had in the last few years. But strokes can do this. He can't really hear, but when people text things into him, then he can speak, and he's very smart. And he's become, you know, a big populist and has really been standing up to the left. I just played a clip earlier where the left's been literally worshiping and praying for his death. Senator Fetterman hospitalized after falling on his face near Pennsylvania home. Fetterman hospitalized after fall due to some type of heart problem. So we're going to be looking at that. We are so back. White House Post gets brutal hate comments by disaffected right-wingers. We talk about the Civil War going on in the Republican Party with Elijah Schaefer. But I had the Rasmussen head poller on. He's extremely respected, probably one of the best pollers in the world. He's definitely in the top two or three. Mark Mitchell, and he said, no, the polls are true. Trump's poll numbers are way down. And it's not because he's not doing a good job overall. It's because of the messaging. And the big central zeitgeist is foreign involvement, elitism, and people are really upset about Israel. And I understand there's a lot of the groups, China, others, the EU, BlackRock, manipulating us. But Israel's been so blatant, and the Israel lobby's been so blatant, the Mark Levins and the Ben Shapiro's talking about, you know, getting rid of the fox in the hen house, neutralizing Tucker Carlson, that people are pissed. And then now Elijah Schaefer, who is ultra mild in his criticism of Cash Patel from what I've seen, why are they singling him out? Because he's popular and his show's surging. And this lawsuit, he got cut off by the break. We're now posting, I mean, it's already up on X now, Real Alex Jones. I was giving you a first look here on air. This is insane. So finish your points, take your time. We'll hold you the next hour if you have time because this is important, but walk through this because this is the next model. Then there's the other big question. What is Cash Patel? I mean, you say, oh, I don't know if he's behind it. Oh, his law firm, all this. Come on. They've sued you in the wrong state, wrong district, all of it, but they don't care. This is obviously a new big salvo because I've already witnessed this lawfare from the FBI with the Democrats coming out in court behind the attacks on me. So this is a big deal. This is a scandal. This is lawfare being used against overall Trump supporters that are somewhat disaffected and is a real scandal. And I think Trump needs to tamp down on this. I think Cash Patel needs to go regardless because he's obviously not that smart or experienced. This will only make questions of his girlfriends and who she works for bigger. Elijah Schaefer, please continue.
Yeah, Alex, for those that are just joining, I'm looking for a certain thing. I'm going to send some stuff here to your team while we're live here so you can bring it up. And what I want to show you is the second part of their plan and what it is that they're trying to accomplish. Now, what it is that they're doing here now is that they're trying to claim that I am working for Russia. Okay, so what you're seeing is the next step of government investigation. Will Chamberlain, who's a prominent Zionist Jewish individual, has decided to bring up this idea that I am should register under FARA, which is absolutely nuts. And the problem with this is that there's another individual that I'm going to bring up here. And sorry, folks, I'm distracted. I'm just trying to scroll real quickly because I think that the people need to hear this. His name is Wyatt Claypool. If you go to his page, he says he's a Zionist neocon, and he has launched an investigation and is trying to get individuals to suggest that I am working for a foreign government. Now, this is absolutely insane. One of the reasons why I'm throwing this in here too, Will Chamberlain is connected to the whole Josh Hammer scene of things. He's heavily connected to people I like Jack Posobiec. He is a trust fund baby. If you actually see, he's a part of some like pretty like secretish societies that are just interesting, right? Now, why is this important? Well, she's claiming that I made her seem like she was a foreign agent, but now they're launching all these like nonprofits and NGOs are launching investigations into my company, asking me to publish financials. Like, I'm not working with Russia. I'm not working with Qatar. I'm not working with any of these countries. I actually don't think it's weird that people do, by the way. I don't care if people say that. Everybody I know basically lets their, they work for Israel or by proxy. Most of my friends won't criticize Israel, won't criticize Netanyahu because their organizations will fire them. And everybody knows that that's true. But see, Will Chamberlain said, should Elijah Schaefer and Rifkin be forced to register as foreign agents under FARA? I believe that I have, this is a countersuit. She's now defaming me. Her lawsuit is opening up people to undermine my credibility. And here's the point. I have been very critical and I've had some very viral posts very recently in the last 3 months against Cash. One, I stated you cannot trust Indians because they have a deceptive and a dishonest culture. And that's not racist. That's true. Indians are very spiteful and petty. They're very similar to Jewish culture. They just don't have the IQ or the business acumen. And that's why Indians love Israelis. They love, you know, Jews because they're like a sort of a brown or like a different colored version of the same kind of culture of like a caste system of superiority. Now, obviously not all Jews think like that. Obviously not all Indians think like that. I don't mean all Indians are the same, but I have an African friend who told me that the hardest part about, assimilating into the U.S. was the fact that, you know, in Africa, they tell you to lie. just because it's about getting ahead. And so you can't see a doctor in Africa, right? There's real implications of racial, you know, details that can lead to society and social changes. So I had just stated that, you know, Cash, the Indians don't have a problem lying and being deceptive. And that's sort of why he completely grifted. You saw him lie, about not knowing who Stu Peters was. Remember that? He was like under trial. I don't know who Stu Peters is. He went on a show, I believe, 8 times, but didn't know who he was. Maybe I have that number wrong, but it was many, many times that he went on. He's been caught lying and lying and purging and perjuring and perjuring under oath. And I think it's very interesting because I pointed that out and he got really mad. Now I want to remind you that somebody else who got mad, Vivek Ramaswamy, the H-1B honey queen. You know, his security, I'd sort of been one of the key figures that embarrassed him, over his posts about increasing H-1Bs. When I went to go approach him at the RNC, his security physically grabbed me and threw me to the floor. So they assaulted me, without provocation, and he seemed to be happy about it and wouldn't take my questions. I kept asking him and he ignored them. And, there seems to be this really weird, thing that I bring up of like Indians getting into power into, you know, whether it's like IBM or Dell or anywhere. And then they fire all of the, individuals who are non-Indian. And it's just a very, very, very strange, situation. And
sure,
so
I don't mind going there, but just back to the suit because
this is
unprecedented.
I'm
they say
this,
you
so
didn't ever
this.
Accuse her of anything. And now we're going to sue you into oblivion.
But no, but this is important because I'm saying he was mad about this, right? This went viral and I saw his proxies getting mad. And there was this whole thing between him and Vivek. I'm bringing this to the level.
So you're saying it's a proxy suit. I totally agree with you.
Well, yeah. But I'm saying I'm bringing up all the proxy issues. So him and Vivek were mad about my opinions on Indians, right? So this is like I am bringing this here, Alex. So just listen. I'm telling you. So there's this whole issue drama going on. With individuals, you know, from their side. On top of that, we have a whole nother problem where we end up having, the idea that I have other posts questioning about his Epstein coverage or his coverage of Epstein himself. And he was really mad about it. And so we have this big fundamental issue of obviously he's not happy with me. Obviously he's frustrated with me. And, my posts are going viral. And they're getting 3, 4, 5, 6 million views, exactly, you know, coming after Cash, and then all of a sudden, I post something arbitrary, and here's the key thing. It looks like his attorney is the one who suggested the lawsuit. That's why I bring this up. I'm fighting with Cash. I'm pointing out, you know, cultural issues, mental issues, everything. And then it comes down to the fact here where then his attorney, Bernal, comments, under my post, yeah, I think I'm going to sue the guy. So before she mentions anything about a lawsuit publicly, before she mentions anything about suing me, Cash's attorney suggests that he's going to find a way to sue me.
No, you just spent 10 minutes bringing something down that I think, from my opinion, is prima facie on his face. Of course, he's using her to come at you, which just shows why is he spending his time on this, and it's a big problem, and I'm really concerned about it.
Yeah. No, but this is what I'm saying is that I wasn't trying to turn a sidetrack. I'm saying this was a very sensitive, separate topic that I had embarrassed Vivek on.
No, you're not sidetracking. I think it's a foregone conclusion that it's just all about don't criticize Cash Patel. Like, I get it.
Correct. But I think Vivek might be connected to it too because Vivek was mad about this. Cash was mad about this. And obviously I do say some inflammatory things. But then it's like, okay, so now we can't criticize. Like now we have to accept
public figures.
You know, Indians in our country and we can't criticize the public figures that are responsible. And then also I'm bringing this up because this is a very, Indian thing to do to like manipulate the system to discredit and destroy people you think are less than you or are lower than you. And I do genuinely feel like there's a lot of aspects to this where it looks like it's Cash Patel.
Sure. I mean, I would say it's a very human thing to do. And certainly we had our 1776 against England. They had theirs later, but India with the globalists is colonizing the U.S. And a lot of Indians are really smart and a lot of them are, you know, come on, but I get your
very
point.
Very good people. A lot of them are very good people.
But I'm just saying the behavior of Cash Patel is embarrassing. This lawsuit is insane. Reason I'm going back to the lawsuit, I'm glad you're covering why you think they did it and all that. And I'm like totally agreeing with you is the insanity of the suit itself. Read the parts you read on your own show where they go, oh, no, he didn't really talk about us, but he said this bad about Israel. They're literally saying to the judge that.
Yeah, bring it up. Listen, let's go to some pages here. So Go to section 17 on page 7 if you can.
17, page 7, guys. There it is.
Yeah. So it says here, defendant frequently posts anti-Israel rhetoric. That's crazy. Anti-Israel rhetoric. So not anti-Jewish. They're not claiming I'm like a racist guy. It's not anti-Jewish American rhetoric, right? I'm not being discriminatory towards my people. I criticize a foreign country. And it says here that I'm accusing Israel of controlling the United States and its politicians. So it doesn't just say that I'm criticizing, you know, they make bad shawarma. They're saying that I accuse Israel of controlling us. Therefore, what does that mean? So obviously,
and what does that have to do with you posting a photo of them and nothing else? And they're suing you for $5 million.
Yeah. And so, you know, basically it says, I wrote this, Trump doesn't want to admit that Netanyahu doesn't fear him. Israel has more control over the USA than we do over them. Our politicians are hook, line, and sinker sold out to the Jewish state regime. It's genuinely disheartening. We must remove these parasites from AIPAC, to which I'm focused on the country in AIPAC. Now you go, okay, so there's only one post criticizing Alexis Wilkins. Then, okay, there's only one post about Israel. No. Keep scrolling down. Look at we're back here at case 9.25, page 8. My entire feed is just people glazing Israel and defending the occupation of our nation. It's incredible. All happened after they forced TikTok sale on behalf of ADL. Now, what I'm talking about there, Alex, I don't know if you know about this, but that picture of the flag, just about 20 minutes south of my office here in Boca Raton, there's a city called Hallandale Beach. Hallandale Beach has now made a new holiday for the city, September 29th. They're calling it Xavier de Rousseau Day, or Randisseau, I don't know what his name is, who is a gay black commentator for PragerU. So this is a post attacking a PragerU commentator. Alexis Wilkins works for PragerU, and Xavier was one of the only people vehemently defending Alexis when my video came out and attacking me. So I've got coordination from PragerU against me, which is very interesting.
Sure, but let's be clear, you're making the case it's already made.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying...
a photo of her and the FBI director say nothing. They sue you. Then they show some of this stuff critical of Netanyahu and whatever, and they're letting the world know we're going to sue everybody that criticizes Israel anyway. And then I wasn't going to be talking about Israel today. I've got all these other subjects. But because of this and going up for journalism, the First Amendment, and all the stuff going up for Tucker and calling him Hitler and, you know, saying you're a fox, we're going to take you out, it forces me, because of this outrageous behavior, to cover this. This is crazy. So where do you see this going next? I know you're going to vehemently fight this.
Yeah.
I'm worried about the court, the judge, because, you know, because they have no case.
Alex,
in fact, they're going to have major, like you said, slap repercussions for a frivolous lawsuit.
Well, yeah, but I want to say this. So I only found out about this because Josh Hammer's team at Newsweek accidentally leaked that they were releasing, that they were going to sue me. So they didn't know that I knew about this. So I got a hold of this before they could create the PR. That's why they were quiet for a couple days.
Oh, you got the jump before the PR came out with him.
Correct. I got a hold of it because his team was sloppy. By the way, the only people that seemed to be investigating this was Barry Wise's investigation team at CBS and Josh Hammer's investigation team. Now, the fact that somehow Barry Wise and Josh Hammer seem to be involved in this is not a surprise to me. That's for obvious reasons. But I was bringing up that post about Xavier. The city of Hallandale Beach made a holiday for PragerU host Xavier Randisseau called Xavier Randisseau Day based on his loyalty to the state of Israel. And they took all the American flags in the room and they draped the Israeli flag over them and declared it to be a pro-Israel day. It's disgusting. It's disrespectful whether you like Israel or not, right?
Sure, so, but use a black commentator as your excuse to take down the American flag.
Correct. And so one of the things is that like, she's including in here, she's trying to protect PragerU. She's trying to, you know, protect her friends. This seems to be a lawsuit of passion, of emotion, and not of seriousness. But the reason why I'm saying this is so, absolutely scary here, is because she just compromised the FBI director of the United States of America. And if you saw the video, he just did a press conference yesterday and he ran, right? So he hasn't, He has been taking questions at every press conference. Right as I'm breaking this, he starts running away. He's nervous. He's sweating. I mean, he's got scandal after scandal. He's caught lobbying Lauren Boebert, right? He's lobbying Lauren Boebert. Why is the FBI director lobbying her? For what? To get her to not investigate the Epstein files. You see him going after, individuals in his admin. I'm telling people, hey, look, I think that the Israeli donors, we should look into them, foreign interests with Charlie Kirk's murder. He's fighting his own intelligence agents to make sure they don't investigate foreign interference.
Oh, listen, I know for a fact. So let me shift gears now. Hope you get a little bit next hour with us. Look at this. Congressman Massey released this information today. He received a troubling letter today from an attorney representing the most recent FBI whistleblower regarding the J6 pipe bomber being connected to a Capitol Police officer, not reportedly CIA investigation. Just a reminder to the FBI Director Cash, in case the letter is warranted, federal law prohibits retaliation against whistleblowers. And then he gets a letter from Bongino and a call. He shows the call flipping out. Well, recently I was with a very well-known talk show about a month ago, I'll leave it at that, and they just got called and chewed out by Bongino, him and the producer, for him just saying, hey, I don't know what happened with Charlie, but you know the fact that, remember, it came out later, Cash killed any domestic investigation, any accomplices, or any foreign people. This person knew about that. This person had just simply said, wow, you know, I've been a crime reporter. This looks like a cover-up. So then they had a call screaming at them from Bongino. So it looks like they're full-time doing damage control. Epstein killed himself. Don't investigate. Going after whistleblowers. And Massey put out the screenshot of the call he got. So this goes right to the heart of, you're wondering why there's not more indictments and stuff going on, because Todd Blanche and Cash Patel got it covered. So I don't know what Cash Patel's deal is. I've known Bongino forever. I don't know what his deal is. But the public sees through this, and they're not happy. And the polls all show Trump's in big trouble over saying, you know, don't investigate Epstein, even though from my research he's not connected to it. So Elijah Schaefer, what do you say to that latest situation with Bongino and the FBI on damage control over the identity of the pipe bomber?
Yeah, listen, I've been under investigation for 4 years for espionage wiretapping, like I mentioned earlier, due to, you know, exposing who was really behind January 6th. And I said up front, there's no way that there was a MAGA pipe bomber. We don't want to destroy our government, right? We were never trying to destroy on January 6th, the United States. We love our nation. We love our country. We don't want to kill. No congressmen were killed because we didn't want to kill them.
That would discredit us. We'd never do that.
No, we are not inherently violent against our own people, because we are the government. We, the government of the people, by the people, for the people. And what you have here is, you knew this was an inside job. The sad part is they probably did want to kill some agents. Our government will kill its own agents in order to incriminate people. And I'm bringing this up, guys. Right now, you are living in a country. They stopped making the penny yesterday. You're getting offered 50-year mortgages, a dollar so worthless that they're not printing pennies anymore. And then, you know, you have your own government making riots to put people in jail who don't deserve to be there, planting pipe bombs to kill their own agents, you know, funding ISIS to kill Christians so that we have, anti-Islamic, sentiment. So we'll fight more wars for Israel. Why are they doing this? Meanwhile, our infrastructure, is going in a negative direction. Our cities are unlivable because of the violence. You get stabbed just sitting in a train. Our borders are a bit closed, but we're not deporting at a fast enough rate. Meanwhile, you have Kristi Noem saying that there's never been a time in history where we're naturalizing more citizens, and we have to give 120,000 H-1Bs while tech companies are laying off American workers. This is a hostile takeover. And as a Trump supporter my entire life, it is hard for me to say the Trump administration is compromised. I repeat, this is not a drill to the American people. The Trump administration is completely compromised. And now they have turned their guns back on us. And if you are a journalist, like I have been, especially someone who's been credible and has helped the Trump admin, but we're being honest with the public now that whatever money this was, or whatever blackmail there may be on him, or even not even that the Epstein is blackmail. Maybe it's just embarrassed his friends or incriminated the wrong people and they threatened to kill him. I don't know. But we cannot trust this administration. They have turned on us just like Biden did when he said the biggest threat is from within. We need to be aware that, you know, all well, this boomer squad is not worth it. I don't know why. 100% agree,
but the direction is starting to go. We got to put major pressure on them for course correct. A lot of Kennedys in there.
I don't know. I mean, listen, I know you won't agree. I'm saying it has been compromised. I'm saying, look, I don't know what else people need. The Epstein stuff.
Hold over. Can you do some more time with us?
Yeah. That's fine.
I want to come back and talk about can it be fixed? Because I agree it's gone off the rails.
Right.
I said weeks ago, I don't need to have polls. Now they're out. He's in trouble. Which, my God, think about the alternatives. I get it. So we're here criticizing the course correction. Can't we do that? Logic Shaver, stay right there. But I can go back to this lawsuit against you, folks. It is cuckoo town. You posted a photo of us with no comment. Buddy criticized Israel, so we know what that means. So give us $5 million. It's the FBI director and his girlfriend. I mean, this is crazy. All right, I'm going to break. You know, they're in late stages now trying to shut us down. We have the Alex Jones Network back up. Our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, isn't owned by me. It's going to keep us on the air out of the emergency studios, the bigger studios that are being built right now. You've seen how much we've done together, but you're the missing ingredient. You've got to come in and support. Plus, the products are insanely good. So today's the last day. Any order for T-shirts, Irish Sea Moss, Ultimate, Methylene Blue, any of the incredible products, the Bovine Colostrum, we have the very best. You get a free murdered out Richardson high quality hat with classic InfoWars on it, a true collector's item, free with every order. And the other big sale today on top of that is Shilajit gummies. Shilajit's so good for your stamina, libido, energy, focus, clarity. It's got all these natural peptides in it. It's just when we have the best Shilajit out there. If you don't know about Shilajit, research it, then know we have the best. Buy one bottle of Shilajit gummies, get one free. It's a giant bottle. On top of the free hat, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. And that's what stood up to the Democrat law firms and the DOJ and the globalists has been you saying, I want to keep this broadcast on the air. I want to keep Alex Jones on the air. And without you, we couldn't have done all this. All the stories we broke, all the corruption we exposed, all the victories we've had. And now we're here to keep the Trump administration honest. We're here to spotlight the bad guys and the good guys, promote the good guys and gals like Gabbard, go after the bad guys. And we're here to spotlight the Democrats and their crimes. They are so pissed. They can't stand this show because they know that I have their number. That's why backing is so important. Plus, the products really work. I would only sell you something really works. You're missing out if you don't get the Shilajit. Buy one, get one free. The free ball cap if you don't get the Methylene Blue. Take action now, and I thank you humbly for your support. But this is do or die. Spread the word, share the articles, whatever you do, pray for the broadcast, whatever you can do. But if you want great products and want to support us, you're really missing out if you don't get the Shilajit buy one, get one free, the free ball cap, the ultramethylene blue, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. Be the reason. The info war continues no matter what happens to the website or the studio. You are the info war. Thanks for your support. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be a shutdown. They have a state receiver. Said it'd be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what,
God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Chambers with us another 20 minutes, then I'm going to hit all the other news. Open the phones up today. But here's the deal. The Israel lobby trying to intimidate Tucker Carlson and everybody else and come after me and all the rest of it and just really trying to take over the Republican Party right now has taken this and supercharged it. I don't think it's the number one issue, but they're making it that. I think it's an important issue to cover. But now this lawsuit against you, the Streisand effect alone, all of it, this is a message to everybody. Shut up or we're going to sue you. Don't talk about Israeli power in America. This is desperation. I see this as a losing battle. I mean, if Cash Patel and, you know, people like Ben Shapiro that literally have almost no audiences now, everybody's turned against them. Mark Levin, you name it. I mean, if they just didn't try to dominate and bully everybody, this would blow over. But they're not. So I see this just getting worse and worse. Where do you see it going?
Yeah, that's a good question. Alex, I think I was a bit sidetracked earlier, and I want to try to focus my attention to let people know that that I will fight for you guys against corruption, and I'm going to be dedicating my career. I'm taking a shift right now. I'm going to be having a big live stream tomorrow with Kyle Serafin and Sam Parker and the rest of the victims of this. And obviously, you're watching right now on Alex Jones, who's the first and most notorious victim of anti-press lawfare to shut us up. I actually have a lot of hope, Alex. I was thinking about this the other day that it's going in the direction of people are not asleep anymore. And, you know, we've gotten so accustomed to just kind of like nothing ever happening because we're just like, well, people just let whatever happen, happen. But right now they've messed with three things: people's ability to have a home, people's ability to afford to eat, and people's ability to feel like they have the luxury to feel safe. Men in America don't have those things. We don't know. They're messing with mortgages, or they're rapidly trying to attack the mortgage issue because they realize that men don't have a reason to work hard and to live because they can't get a home. And that's a problem because they can't raise families. And without families, then men have no purpose for their, or no foot, skin in the game for their country. We have that problem. And two, most importantly, people don't know how to eat. I mean, they got the SNAP thing on the line. We realize 40% of Americans basically are, you know, unable to feed themselves. We found all these immigrants that are coming in are, you know, not even taking care of themselves. And then you go down the road with the safety is like America's built its entire establishment on being the world's police, which requires a big budget of taxpayers, which they're trying to import. But also these immigrants aren't necessarily trying to die for our country. So they're rapidly moving towards automation, AI weaponry, because Americans without the purpose and without the provision don't really have a reason to want to fight for our nation. And so the whole thing that we were built upon is that, you know, in the 1960s, we're going to not be a white country anymore. We're going to let in all these immigrants. The GDP is going to go up. That's going to make all of our lives better. And then we're going to save the world from communism and essentially be the world's police. Well, dude, if I can't afford to have a house, I can't afford to get a family. And if I can't afford to eat, I can't feed kids. So we end up with a generation of disillusioned young men. And that's when change happens. When men, not just men, but young men, when a generation of men are so detached from the dream of a culture is when they are okay with letting it burn. And so I think that we are what I'm calling now post-partisanship. And I want people to write that down and remember that we are in a post-partisanship era. It's not about the horseshoe. Like James Lindsay would say, we're like the far left is now like the far right. No. What it is they've bridged. So the horseshoe became a circle, right? It just, it's a circle where we, no matter if you're left or right, we all don't have the ability to obtain that dream. And you have people, you know, telling us all, you know, if we just didn't buy Starbucks or do this or do that. I'm telling you right now.
Stay right there. Let's talk about the big shift that's happening.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So yesterday, Senator Fetterman is turning against the Democrats. This is speaking a lot of common sense. Came out and talked about how they're all witness, how the Democrats are all wanting him to die, wanting him to have another stroke, wishing for his family's destruction. Well, now Senator Fetterman hospitalized after falling on his face near a Pennsylvania home with some type of heart problem. Fetterman hospitalized after fall due to a heart flare-up, some type of defibrillation issue. So we'll continue to look at that and pray for Senator Fetterman because he was key putting pressure on the other seven Democrats that voted to reopen the government. But to watch the Democrats celebrating this, which they are on X, I already noticed. I was just looking at myself. I looked at the post just like a minute ago. Like, yeah, die. It's great. That's a whole nother story. So start grabbing me those clips, guys. Democrats celebrate Fetterman having heart problem collapsing in Pennsylvania. I mean, these are sick people. So Elijah Schaefer, this outrageous suit against you by Cash Patel's girlfriend for posting a photo of them together. I showed the lawsuit earlier. When I saw you read this a couple days ago and then got you on, I believed you. Then I got the lawsuit. It's just, it's all here, like you said, with the screenshots. They literally say, you never really said anything about her, but you criticize Israel. So now you need to turn over your whole company and $5 million to them. It's so satirical. It's so ridiculous. It's hard to believe, but that's the arrogance of these people. And I've faced similarly insane lawsuits, where they just state the lie and then say it's true. Where do you see this going overall?
I believe that the biggest win right now has been the fact that the public has not only seen what I'm saying, but like I said, we're in a post-partisanship era. I have the unanimous support of both the left and the right. This is a bipartisan, people would call it, I say post-partisan moment, where people realize that if they win this, this will radically change our country. You know, just like the UK has 12,187 arrests for online posts, just like Australia banned me for my rhetoric online for committing no crimes. Just people felt offended. The Australian Jewish Coalition, the AJC, is the one behind that banning. They also banned Candace Owens. We don't want that here. So where this is going is, you know, Alexis Wilkins and Cash Patel have set a very dangerous precedent for our country. They've mocking the rule of law, in my opinion, and they've embarrassed themselves. They've embarrassed their agencies, and they have made the United States government look like a big bully and that they're against free speech. And so, you know, it's really, where it goes is if they go through with this, that's one thing, because that's an embarrassment to them and to the agency and to the Trump admin. But if they're successful, if painting me as an anti-Semite, if my rhetoric against Israel is somehow ruled against by a judge and a jury, then we're going to enter a new stage of censorship like we've never seen in our lives before, that I believe we'll need to end up going to the Supreme Court. If they rule against this, I believe that we are going to find the slap violations will have to go up to the Supreme Court on are our government officials allowed to do this? Because I have to say, I cannot lose, because if I lose, then we all lose. This is so frivolous, so absolutely intentionally provocative from Alexis Wilkins, such a spit in the face of our Constitution, such a obliteratingly embarrassing a positional of undermining our rights as Americans, that if this goes through, America as we know it will cease to exist. If we lose our free speech, and everyone says, oh, you defamed, you did this. No, I didn't. And no one ever said I did. They said that they said the defamatory stuff towards themselves. They are the ones who wrote that. They're the ones who said all these horrible things. And that $5 million, they want my voice. They want all of my assets. They want me to sell my assets and give them my assets. They want control of my X account. They want control of my network. They want control of my YouTube channels. In order for me, because she felt offended by an image of herself, they want to silence.
Well, that's right. Let's scroll back up for viewers. Because when I heard you cover it, I believed you. I've known you for 10 years. You're not a liar. When I got the suit, though, with the exhibits, I mean, literally, they go, look, it's a picture with no comment of us. But in the past, he criticized Israel. Now we want his company. I mean, this is absurdist. It's a next level. Because I've had to make stuff about me and things I didn't do and have show trials. But scroll down. All he says is nothing. Look. Then they link. Scroll down a little bit. Then they link to other people and what they've said. And then other things you did critical of Israel as if we'll see. I mean, wow. And so, again, what judge is this in front of? Or has that been assigned yet?
We're still trying to figure that out. But it is in Palm Beach County. And by the way, it's a federal case. So we're going to try to get it, downgraded to the state. She's trying to get it taken care of through federal judges, which makes us think that they already have judges that are on their side. Usually don't have personal defamation cases between public figures that are non-government officials elevated to the federal courts, which is another slap violation. We believe they've intentionally put it. They're going to try to put it before a judge that is already on the side of the FBI and the federal government. And so this is intimidation from the FBI. That's my point is, look, even the lawsuit says I never said anything about her. Do you know who I have said things that are critical of? Do you know who I have? Cash Patel. I've been very critical of Cash Patel. Very critical.
So it looks like he's hiding behind her.
It doesn't look like it. I would say this. He is hiding behind her. And if you say that that's too much for me to overstep and to assume that, well, this is a lawsuit of assumptions, Alex. So there's without a shadow of a doubt, like I mentioned earlier, he was mad about the comments about him being Indian. He was mad about the comments about Valhalla. He was mad. I had another viral tweet about him, you know, swearing by a demon, the Bhagavad-gita. And he's mad about the cultural and the job. This man is an embarrassment. He can't even do a pull-up. I don't know if you saw that video he released where he's trying to kip and he can't get his body up. We have an FBI director who's struggling to pull his own body weight above a straight bar. And that's a symbol for what's happening here. What happens in corrupt regimes is when they fail, they don't just fail. They try to take down everyone who points it out. Because why?
Well, let's point it out enough. Not to be mean, but what else happened? Cash Patel can't do pull-up. Let's do Mondami. Needs two guys with 145 pounds.
Let me see. Where is that?
See, he's in a whole bunch of pull-ups. He's in good shape. And look, he's got a 1776 flag.
Now,
he's not bench pressing 500 like you, so it's okay.
This is Cash, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Wait, did you see the pull-ups? Did we play them already?
Do the pull-ups again.
Yeah, do the pull-ups. The pull-ups, I was going to say, watch this. This is crazy. I'm not dogging on somebody's, you know, I'm not a dog on other men, man. We all struggle. It's like, you know, the thing is like, you know, I'm wearing my Rift TV t-shirt, you know, like, he look, you know, he's there. I don't, like, that's, like, I don't know what's going on here. Like,
no, I get it. You're saying they're not full pull-ups.
Well, yeah, they're not full pull-ups, but, you know, it's like, I'm sitting here, I'm shredding right now. You know me, Alex, you and I, for some reason, don't need anyone to tell us.
Well, I will say this about it. I'll just say this. They're not even beginning pull-ups. So my point is, and I'm smiling when I was 20, I could do 100 straight, or maybe cheering in the gym, like full, The point is, now I can do, if I have to, I can do 20 in a row. It almost kills me. But the point is, because the wrists and things, that if I couldn't do that, those aren't even half pull-ups, I would not put that out. The fact that he thought, I'm not trying to be mean here, that he would put that video out, not completing the chin up to the bar, good for him working out. I love the flag, by the way.
So. Yeah, good for him, but it's like, look, I'm a 32-year-old, dad of two. I got a beautiful wife, got very good, whatever. It's like, look, I'm shredding, you know? It's like, you can see my abs at the very least. And I got, you know, got striations. And I only bring this up because it's like, I don't even, like, I'll put up some videos every once in a while, but it's like, look, man, people have questions about you, Cash. You're a short little guy with crazy eyes that can't pull yourself up, and you're posting videos to overcompensate about you working out. People want to know how you got a girl 20 years younger than you who's hot. And look, I don't comment that girls are hot that are random people's girlfriends, but she's a public figure. You can say a public figure is hot. Alexis Wilkins is an attractive girl. And, you know, what does she see in him? Well, apparently, maybe the finances to strike a $5 million lawsuit. But I have the questions here is that, you know, if he's going to have to resign because of his own incompetence and she's not getting any money for her music career, that's apparently sensational, then they might need some money. And I guess the way they might get that is through using their current leverage and power and position to intimidate and extort people like myself. I'm being extorted by the FBI inner circle, by the FBI. That's what I believe. I'm entitled to my opinion. I believe the FBI is extorting me.
Well,
for
let me
money
be clear. They testified in the Connecticut show trial. The head of the FBI Connecticut Council said, no, I wouldn't create lawsuits. Remember we had the undercover footage of the CIA FBI guy admitting they did it? And then we got the documents they did it. And then Todd Blanche, a few months ago, killed the investigation into it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I just want to remind people this. Look, I actually do have to fundraise. It's Elijah Schaefer on X. We just need an initial. We've got $30,000 raised so far, and we need to raise $50,000. For this initial round here.
Oh yeah, people have no idea. You want somebody to take on the deep state, folks? You gotta back people that are being attacked. Absolutely. When you go to the AlexJonesStore.com and you go, you know, support Elijah, how do people fundraise for you? Cause if they set the precedent on him, folks, anybody criticizes Israel, they're gonna take your house.
Right. And I'm pleading here. I'm telling you, I know to Elon Musk said, Alex, Elon said that he'd be willing to put his own money on the line for people that are sued for ridiculous statements on X. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and he said he's doing it in Europe as well. And now we have Cash Patel and his girlfriend to deal with. They're like, they've become the new Democrats.
Well, I'm beseeching here to Elon, please, genuinely. And I'm not even
listen, start over to your plea to Elon. You know, he had to come into my case last year. They claim they own my name, Real Alex Jones. They said the 13th Amendment doesn't apply to me against slavery, literally. And then he had to come in and block them. So he needs to protect tax anyways. Oh, and like you said, they're coming after your URLs, everything. So go ahead and do your plea, Elon. Start over.
Yeah, Elon Musk, thank you so much for buying X, for creating a bastion of free speech. I know that the attacks on you are baseless. I'm here with Alex Jones right now on his show telling you that I'm being sued by the FBI's inner circle. You've claimed already that Trump was, you know, on the Epstein files. You know about the corruption in the administration. You still support our country, so you support those who are elected. But please, as a journalist who is being sued under an intimidation threat by the FBI's proxies, Alexis Wilkins, for a wordless reply. This is a great moment. Please back me up financially, even if it's just $1,000, Elon. You had made a promise at one point that you would defend people who were sued frivolously for statements made on X. I think this might be the most frivolous and high profile lawsuit for something not stated on X, but instead picture, you know, just an image on X. It's not even stated. It's just
an
image.
And let me just say to Elon, this is a short clip. We can get it to him. Read the suit, sir. It's posted on X. They admit he didn't say anything bad about her. Just a picture of them together on top of somebody else's post. This sets such a dangerous precedent. This is crazy town. I mean, that's what he's being sued $5 million for.
Well, I'm just going to say, like, it's also for the health of the platform. If they win this, people are going to maybe not use the platform. And I'm being serious. Like, people like you, Alex, people are going to say, well, if I just retweet people, people used to put when the left controlled the platform, used to say, retweets do not equal endorsements. If you remember that, because the left was saying, well, if you retweet someone, it means you sponsor or you agree with them. If you like a post, right? Elon, you removed the ability for people to see what people like, because people were getting in trouble for liking what somebody said, assuming what they thought. We're in the next level here where I'm being sued for something that I didn't say, but they believe I meant. And if we don't win this, it makes the platform pretty much unusable. I'm being serious, because now we can't
Elon
interact
got sued by the same Democrat
posts.
law firm that sued me, because really? He just simply liked the post too.
That's what I'm saying. So this is a similar thing. I retweeted somebody and I'm being sued essentially for a retweet. And not my statement, not what I said, but what someone said who didn't even mention the plaintiff. So now if we don't win this, Elon, if you can help in any way, or you have friends who can, you know, my car was recently stolen. I had to pay that off. You know, a lot of bad things have happened, catastrophic family things. I don't have this massive war chest.
No, he understands he's standing in for everybody's speech. I mean, right. Let me tell you, when he's trying to take your social media, he will come in. So in closing, let me say this. Big picture, though, I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Trump compared to Kamala is night and day. We bitch about what Trump's doing wrong. In my view, getting back on the straight and narrow, I don't want to make Israel the main central issue. It should be exposed, but to me, it's not as big as China or other things. But the way Israel lobby and its minions behave, and the way this suit, we're not saying Cash or her work for Israel. I haven't seen evidence of that. Until now, I see them rushing in as evidence that you deserve to be taken off the air and everything you have taken because you criticize Israel, not them. They can't show where you did something wrong to them, but where you made your own free speech statements that I think are overall accurate about Israel, a little more harsh than I would. But this is a big, big deal. Just in general, what do you make of the Trump administration and where it's going and the poll numbers cratering right now and how you can fix that?
Susie Wiles or whoever is influencing your campaign, Trump, you've got to stop listening to donors. The donor class of the Republican Party is currently at war with the populace. We believed in you, Trump. We got you into office. We did. We sacrificed our safety, our life. We sacrificed our reputation. I don't even believe that Alex would be persecuted or prosecuted if he wasn't supporting people like you. People have come after all of us.
100% they came after me for backing Trump.
That's what I'm saying. I almost went to prison. My staff here, you pardoned some of my staff who were going to go to prison for January 6th. We put our safety, our lives, our money on the line, and we know you've sacrificed more than anybody to be where you're at. But now, please don't let the money, please don't let the foreign ops, please don't let these people keep you. We will forgive you, Trump, no matter what you've done. If you've done anything that you're afraid of, if there's anything that you feel like we're holding against you, if you were to drop that today and you were to say, you know what, I'm going to listen to the people. We're going to shut down the H-1Bs. We're going for mass deportations. We know the riots are going to happen. Antifa and BLM are going to hit the streets. We're going to militarize the streets and we're taking back this damn country from these communists. I will join ICE myself. I will sign up and I will join and I will take a break, or I will go on the front lines. I will document, I will show that they're following the Constitution. We will do whatever it is that you're asking, but please, you have to realize you're about to lose your base. And it's not just you, but the young people are losing hope in Republicanism in general. And the Democrats are going to sweep in because people don't feel the need to vote. So whatever this is you're doing, the 50-year mortgages from Plut, these are ridiculous. Absolutely the most insanely pointless stuff. Go on to X. You can see what we feel. You can see what we think. And in the end, Trump, we are the country. You want to save the country? You save us. This is the last generation Gen Z of patriots that are going to exist. We're the last ones that are on the line. Young millennials, these older Gen Alphas coming up. And we have the power to take back this nation like a few hundred conquistadors took Central and South America. Remember, it's not about their numbers, it's about our heart and our will. We love this country. We will support you. But if you don't change, you're not going to have our support, but neither will Vance. And no visit to the Holy Sepulcher, no, nice question and answer at TPUSA is going to fool all of us. We are patriots who bled and died for this nation in our ancestry, and we're willing to do it again. We need a leader, and if it isn't going to be you, and if it isn't going to be the Republican Party, we'll have to find out who it is. I'm afraid it'll be someone you're not going to like. So please know you will have our forgiveness. And also, thank you, Alex, for having me on. I don't think this is going in a good direction is my short answer. But as a nation, but as a populace, you talk to your average guy who you thought was just a normie and not red-pilled, and he's like, hey, man, we got to get Israel the fuck out of this. Sorry. I shouldn't say F out of this country. And we've got to hold on. And I'm sorry for cursing there, but that's what I've been hearing from men. That's
sure.
The derogatory statement.
I'm not here saying like Laura Loomer. I saw, don't talk about Israel. Shut about it. I criticize Israel when it's important, but Israel lobby keeps putting itself in the middle of this, stirring it up. Like, once the fight, it's losing the fight. To me, it's distracting everything. I want young people to wake up about the private Federal Reserve and about the globalists, about the pedophilia, and about, you know, all the things. And, you know, Israel's one of those things. But at the same time, Israel continues to make itself front and center, which is crazy because I didn't come in here, you know, intending to continue to talk about this, but it goes on and on and on. And you've got the neocons, the warmongers with the Jewish neocons allied together, and you've got them with the left now, you know, saying we're going to censor everybody. I'm really worried about a big false flag or something on a synagogue very, very soon. I know Tucker's worried about that too.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say is, you know, like with the pipe bomber, they're going to get more and more desperate. And look, I know you and I disagree on this and nobody will really say it, but there's clear motive for these people to have taken out Charlie. That's all I'll say, you know, to avoid legal repercussion. And we can see there's a cover up in the FBI over this. It's very clear. I've been speaking to the higher ups and I just want to end on the Charlie thing because I don't want to stop talking about him. I don't want us to forget about him. And, you know, his children are going to go to bed every night that you're at home and I'm at home and we hug our kids, Alex. Charlie's wife and his kids don't have a husband to sleep
well,
with.
Well, let's be 100% clear.
And children.
You're on a month ago and everybody's saying Israel did it without a bunch of evidence. I said they could have. They have a history of it. It could be the Democrats, could be the RNC, could be the Israelis, could be the Chinese want a civil war. Now with take out Carlson like a fox in the hen house and we're going to get you. And I confirmed first from the White House meeting that Cash Bill said no accomplices, foreign or domestic. That came out a month after I broke it. So no. The Alex of a month ago said I need to see evidence. I still don't say it's the prime suspect, but it's moved that direction with these open threats. So I respect your early view and respect those that thought that early on.
Yeah. So I just bring this up as we close out here. If you support me, watch my show, The Rift. It's on Rumble. It's on YouTube. Just T-H-E-R-I-F-T, or you can look up rifttv.com. It's on the t-shirt. We're a new network and, we've founded ourselves. We are not taking, any dirty Zionist money. So again, I want to clarify very quickly. I do not mean Zionist as in Jews don't deserve a homeland. It is not an anti-Jewish network. We are not against Jews. What we are is it's the first network that is mainstream that we're not taking money that requires us to be quiet about Israel.
And you're not taking Russian money or Qatari money or anything else.
No Russian. No, we have no. We have
neither
not,
am I. I'm selling
penny,
T-shirts and stuff. But it sounds like
correct.
You're saying the main focus of your network is going to be Israel.
No, it's that we don't have to make it our main focus, because we don't have to defend them. We can just talk about stories and we don't have any pressure on our, we don't have anybody.
Sure,
pulling
by the way,
our
I'm not criticizing
like
you
like
for being all, I mean, you're being attacked. I think they put Patel and his girlfriend up to this. I mean, I think this looks like
me
Israel,
too.
The way it's written. I mean, oh my God, it's the whole damn lawsuit. I'm like,
yeah.
Why are you doing it again? Why Netanyahu? Why do you make me talk about you constantly? Holy mackerel. Elijah Shaver, thank you so much. We'll talk more. God bless you.
I'm going to leave.
I'll come back with the phone calls, news, massive information. Stay with us.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Our medical grade USP Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best selling product on the alexjonesstore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine, it's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored. Just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all of the toxins that you're met with, so is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So you go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Collapsing. The Democratic Party is over in all the numbers. But there is a power vacuum, and the Israeli Likudniks are coming in trying to take over the U.S. government. Now, the Chi-Coms, the trillion-pound gorilla, they've got, 50 times the power to actually throw at real infrastructure, taking over the grids, taking over the universities, taking over the scientists. I mean, it's just total penetration. Rare earth mineral, 95% control. I mean, it's the big issue. And I actually care about the country and the world, so I try to get people to focus on that. But nobody cares about Xi Jinping. and the communist forces taking over the Caribbean or any of that. Trump does. It's all Israel all the time. And I come in here with all this other news, and I just can't help it when I get lawsuits like this against my friend Elijah Shaver. Well, he didn't say she's Mossad, but he posted a picture of her with cash, and he was criticizing Israel here, so we want to shut him down. I mean, like, if I tried to write something like a Kurt Vonnegut satire of lawfare and tyranny, it'd be this. So I just spent an hour and a half on that because it's cuckoo town. Absolute, total cuckoo town. It's taking the stuff they did to me that was the most cuckoo ever. Up another level. And like I told you, you think they're done with me? You think I'm the only person they're going to do this to? They want to do it to you. And I'm talking about the Democrats, the law firms, the political systems, all of it. And, you know, quite frankly, the Republicans haven't been censoring anybody other than, oh, the FCC head, he'll shut you down if you talk about Trump. They're allowed to do that. Just leave them alone. They don't have any viewers. You don't need to become them. And all these Trump lawsuits, Paul Weiss, main law firm attacking me, top Democrat law firm, running all this stuff. Oh, we agree, President. We ran illegal lawfare against you. We'll pay $40 million in restitution community service. And then they intensify their lawfare against me and everybody else and write off part of the $40 million in their lawsuit against me. Now, Trump doesn't know. He's busy. He has Boris Epstein come in, his lawyer, Russian lawyer, Mr. President. Look, we, CBS, ABC, they won't pay you money. Say they're sorry. But they all continue on. It's like a tax to Trump. People say, oh, look, you know, Trump's violating the emolument clause. He's making money himself. He lost $5 billion the last 10 years doing all this. He was pretty close to, they were trying to take his properties, everything. So I don't mind them paying him money for lying about it. Like BBC edited it where he said attack the Capitol. The damn video says the opposite. I was there, watched him say it with my own eyeballs, but the video shows it. So yeah, they're liable. But if you don't protect your people, what do you expect to happen? And what do you think happens when you sell off in the sunset? They're coming after your family. So I just spent a horrible hour and a half covering that. And because, I mean, folks, if you're a new viewer, you didn't read this lawsuit. We've exclusively posted on X. You're going to read this, and it doesn't even read like reality. They're like, well, he's guilty of doing this and that to her, but he didn't say any of that. But because he posted this a year ago on X about Netanyahu, we want $5 million. It ain't Netanyahu suing Elijah Shaver. And I've never made Israel my main focus or said that, you know, if you slip on a banana peel, it's the Jews, because it's not the way it works. Except now, I'm surprised Netanyahu doesn't sue me and say, actually, if you do slip on a banana peel, it's us. I mean, that's the level, like, act as villainous as you can. Run around and threaten everybody. We're going to deplatform you. We're going to shut you down. You're a Nazi. We're going to get you. And people are just like rolling their sleeves up saying, really? So this is dumb. This is real dumb. Do I need to explain to people again why this is dumb? Because I noticed, I saw the videos I talked about this yesterday. I got posted X, and it's crazy. I cover some normal news item and give my patriotic, constitutional, conservative analysis of. People love it. But when I come out and say Israel's leaders are out of control, this is dangerous, but we shouldn't be happy about this. We should try to fix this and work things out. I've got the pro-Jewish Zionist, Christian Zionist lobby attacking me as a Qatari. Funny, never got a call or an email or a check from them. And then I've got the Nazis and all them. Oh, you son of a bitch. You're reluctantly criticizing Israel. And I'm just like, what is your problem? I've been on Earth 31 years. My track record's clear. I'm trying to stabilize civilization, promote freedom for everybody. I don't secretly wear communist underwear, Nazi underwear. I don't have the Star of David on my underwear. I'm an American. I'm a Thomas Jefferson classical liberal. and I understand how the world works, and if all this tribalism continues, we're screwed. Now, we've already put out one video on X and Rumble about Fetterman collapsing an hour ago. But this is very poignant. And pull that clip up of Fetterman I played the first hour again. It talks about how vicious the left is. I'm used to Biden who can't talk and is a walking vegetable, and Kamala Harris that's totally, you know, on benzos and vodka and doesn't know what planet she's on. She said yesterday, we'll get that clip ready too, that she's been playing 3D chess the whole time and she's a genius. But I saw Fetterman bumbling around and stuff in the campaign and everything. And I thought, oh, he's another retard that they went and drafted because they can totally control it. But then listeners in Pennsylvania, when I was up there with Tucker last year before the election, they said, no, we know him. He's not really that bad. He used to be really smart. You know, he just ran because the Democrats run the state. He's really more of a conservative. You ought to be nice to Fetterman. And I had like local Republican leaders coming and telling me this. Hey, knock it off of Fetterman. You watch. If he gets better, you'll see. And I went, okay. Yeah, he's like Senator Manchin then. Okay, Democrat light, whatever. Then I went and looked up earlier videos of him, how well-spoken he was and everything else, and seemed kind of goofy, but overall pro-America, doing some Democrat talking points, but whatever. Then I learned about his stroke and how it damaged his hearing centers, where he hears, but it doesn't process. I've actually had that happen to some family, so I was like, oh, I know about that. That's why he has to have the audio sent over and then a voice to text. He reads it and gives, he's not reading off a teleprompter, just in live time. He answers instantly. But he's having to read it because he can't process it auditory. And then I've seen him more and more stand up against them. He's been getting ready to come over the Republicans. And that's the word I got. And so he goes on national news yesterday and he says, you know, the Democrats are the vicious ones. They're calling for my death everywhere. And I know they are, because if you go to the post on X right now about him collapsing with a heart arrhythmia of some type earlier today, they're like, good, die, we love it. And they're celebrating it. So I did think he was retarded, but he'd actually had, they later learned, an earlier stroke he didn't know about, and he was trying to fight through it when he couldn't even understand what people were saying. Then he lost like 100 pounds and gone around medications, and he's bounced back. So you can see it's a different guy. And I started saying to the crew even, like, I wonder how long this guy's going to be alive, because, man, they cannot lose. If they lose a big center like him, more are going to defect, just like 8 did to shut down the shutdown. So I was talking about, you know, the left has witches out cursing Trump. They've done it to me. I don't put any stock in that, but it just shows where they come from. And now he's in the hospital, and they are all over the place. You go to the comments on these different posts on X. That's a whole other thing that nobody's broken yet. They're like, yay, great. Go to Blue Sky, where they're really vicious, and see what they're saying right now. It is total celebration town. So there's your headline. Left celebrates Senator Fetterman having a major heart problem and collapsing. These people are trash, ladies and gentlemen. And most of them, like I said, can't find their ass with both hands. So here's Fetterman kind of foreshadowing yesterday what happened today.
You said, quote, I've drunk deeply of the venom of both the left and the right. As a connoisseur, I can confirm that the most poisonous, the bitterest, is from the far left. That is pretty remarkable. To hear you say that as an elected Democrat. Why?
It's just been my personal experience on this thing. And when I asked my digital team, I said, you know, we're on all the platforms, you know, really what's kind of the harshest, what's kind of the most personal? And the answer was immediate. He said, oh, Blue Sky, it's Blue Sky. And the difference is, I mean, the right would say really rough things and names, you know, some names I won't repeat on TV, but the on the left, it was like they want me to die, or that we're cheering for your next stroke. or that's terrible, that depression why couldn't it depression one? And I hope your kids find you. They even have like the graphic, a gift there. They have like a stroke, in your head, cheering at that. Yeah. And they said that, I remember one, they claimed, oh, the doctor let us down. And why did they have to save his life? Just really, like, I just can't imagine. People are wishing, I wish he dies, or I want him to die, literally cheering for a stroke. And I don't know what the kind of a place where that comes from. I mean, that's much different than just calling me a name. That's really been consistent, in that community online.
Yeah, look at this. U.S. Senator John Fetterman, statement from Senator Fetterman spokesperson. Senator Fetterman had this to say: if you thought my face looked bad before, wait till you see it now. And we're digging them up, and I saw them during the break, people celebrating it. Playing the victim, John Fetterman is full-on Republican. Why? Because he didn't want to keep the government shut down to give hundreds of billions of dollars to illegal aliens, free health care, and for Obamacare, written by insurance companies, according to Jonathan Gruber that wrote it, to screw people? I forgot, where does wishing death fall on this? I wish that I could wish that Fetterman would die. Senator Fetterman hospitalized after a fall related to heart issue. Karma is knocking on your door, John Fetterman. Take it and change course while you still can. No, I did not hire an ETSY witch to curse Fetterman. I think karma is probably what cursed him. Might this be karma from the phony bastard selling America out for a blowjob from one of Trump's office whores? Next time, Fetterman, repeat this act at the top of an extremely steep step of concrete steps. Better yet, how about another stroke? I really hope John Fetterman isn't okay. Good luck crossing the Rainbow Bridge, John Fetterman. May Crenshaw not get off a shot. And let's keep scrolling now. So they are celebrating Fetterman having a heart problem and falling down, or they're saying it's fake and he has serious health issues. I could go on for hours. It's just they're trash. And, if somebody kills Fetterman, they'll celebrate it. And the left will immediately start the Israel thing, whether it's true or not, just because it gets the heat off them. And I'm not saying don't look at Israel now and calling Kurt, because they've got their bots and their operatives saying basically kill Tucker Carlson. So I'm just like, okay, all right, sorry, okay, all right. And I'm wondering how Netanyahu will insert himself into this. He'll probably pop up and say, I did not push Fetterman down on the concrete. People were like, we weren't even thinking about you, did you? Yeah. And I'm being sarcastic, folks. It's like, it's giving me a headache. It's giving me a headache. It's giving me a bad one. All right, here's what I want to do. I have so much other news, and I've been preparing this for a week. I've mentioned it, but I'm glad I waited a week, because more and more builds up about it. There's been nothing more frustrating for me than inflation and the public not understanding it. I mean, not you, but some of the public. Like I said yesterday, Biden, it's the gas stations. That's why prices are up. The average gas station makes no money or loses it on gas. They get you there to buy stuff in the store. But just look that up. It's a known fact. And it's like the Democrats, oh, the ranchers, they're ripping off people. The farmers need to cut prices. They're the ones being screwed. I know, because my family are multi Texas ranchers, 1820s, when it was Mexico. Yeah, here they are. Hope he stays down for 2 years. Is the concrete okay? So, about Fetterman, but I do want to hit this Trump thing on the meat packing, because it's a big deal, but it's as big as it is, it's still a microcosm of how all these other industries work with these monopolies and oligopolies, these cartels. It is four meat packers that are internationally owned that do this. And they've got it so bad that for decades, beef producers can barely even pay their bills. I know. You only run cattle because you'll lose the property if you don't get the tax exemption. Almost no one makes money in cattle. I know some of the most famous ranchers in America who developed some of the best beef lines there are, Black Angus, you name it. And they all got out of ranching in the last 5 or 10 years. And I know folks that tried to get into meat packing, and even though they're worth hundreds of millions of dollars and billions with their, I'm not going to say names. You know, it wasn't off record when I was told this, but I'm not going to say names. But I know quite a few, but a very famous Texas ranching family, famous rodeoers, the whole, most of the family are world champions. And they tried to start meat packing in Central Texas. And the real mafia came in and said, you ain't setting up jack shit, boy. So the point is, I know inside baseball, and I see Trump in business. The average person doesn't know a lot about business. They go, oh, what's he doing? He's making a run at people screwing us. So that's why it's very paradoxical. He's pissing me off over here, and he's doing a great job over here. And I was like, At a certain point, you just got to say, I'm going to criticize what he's doing is bad, try to get it fixed. A lot of times it corrects. But I'm going to still back him because, I mean, you know, I'm not a lesser two evils guy. But if I'm in a rowboat that's leaking and there's no rowboat, I'm in the middle of freezing water, I'm going to die, I'm going to stay in a leaking boat. And I'm going to try to plug up the holes. So I'm holding on to Trump like dear life. But, oh boy. All right, let me give out the toll-free number. I want to take a lot of your calls in the fourth hour. Those anybody left on hold the other day, I want to call them back, whatever subject they want. But what do you make of Trump's plunging poll numbers? And they're real from the real pollsters that I see on the street. Look at the election. A lot of that was fraud, but you have to have a big, big win to get over the fraud. So it was a little win, so he lost. The Republicans did. What do you make of just all the craziness? What do you make of the economy? What do you make of the FBI, Thomas Massie saying, covering up the whistleblower, attacking the whistleblower on the real identity of the pipe bomber. We need just more evidence, constant cover-up from the FBI on, Crooks acted alone, and Robinson acted alone, and Epstein killed himself, and the Tooth Fairy's real, and don't look into that identity of the pipe bomber. Let's terrorize the whistleblower, and the head of the DOJ deputy had, there's an investigation of Jones being persecuted by the DOJ. He's friends. Shut down. Why didn't you just kill the investigation, Blanche? No, you had to show off to the mainstream media and the Democratic law firms you work for and dance around and pee on me a little bit. Well, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did a victory lap because it's going to be very short-lived. Oh, and now the DOJ upper-ups want to meet with me. I was supposed to be in Mar-a-Lago tonight. I just have too many family emergencies and problems. I apologize to James O'Keefe. I haven't let him know yet. They wanted me in the White House 3 weeks ago. I didn't go. It's way better to communicate here on the air. That gets the effect. There's one thing. If I tell Trump something, but when he hears it from a bunch of you and the rest of his staff, they pay attention to this because they pay attention to you. So people say, God, let's talk to Trump. You're talking to him right now. But more of this, we're going to destroy Obamacare. It's a giant screw job. Obama's a criminal. Damn right. More red meat. More attacks on the enemy. Get on the offense. Scorched earth. More indictments. Stop saying Epstein's a hoax. Say me being involved is a hoax, which we know. It's Democrats. God dog it. Get the foot out of your mouth and your foot out of my butt. I'm sitting there talking to the rowboat in the freezing ocean. Like, now listen, you're leaking. I'm going to try to fix you. Please. I like you. Now. And the rowboat goes, no. Meet Mr. Drill. He's my friend. His name's Todd Blanche. He's going to drill a hole. That will fix it. I'm like, no, Mr. Trump. Drilling holes in the bottom does not help it. But they all sycophantically sit there and glaze him all day. And that's why they're still there. Well, Trump, you want to be glazed? You want somebody to give you a little bit of a psychological BJ, or do you want to defeat these people? So what we need from the Trump constituency is heat. Not hate. Heat. That's why they want us off the air and want you off the air. They know he listens to the general population of this nut house we call the planet. All right, we're going to go to break. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Long-time callers, first-time callers, disagree, you name it. I don't screen your calls. I just say, tell me where you're calling from. Have a clean phone line. And if you want to give the subject, that gives me some idea when I'm looking at it to think about, you know, get ready for your question. But you can say your name's Easter Bunny from Mars. Just have a clean phone line and you're on the air. All right? But I'm just, oh, you know how it feels. You need Trump to succeed, my God. And he continues to do stuff that is horrible. But he also continues to do so many things that are just wonderful. But the Lord works mysterious ways is what we need to know. I know this. I'm not funded by Israel or Qatar or the Ford Foundation or anybody except you. I'm funded by people that go to the alexjonesstore.com and people that go to kirkelliottpreciousmetals.com, and that's just $100,000 a month or whatever. So it takes a lot to even pay payroll, a lot more than that. The place to fund us is the alexjonesstore.com. Widest selection of Patriot apparel. I always said I want the widest selection, best designs, but it is obnoxious, over 600 designs. You can get lost in there. But classic Patriot 1776 gear, classic Trump gear, InfoWars gear, comedy, Patriot fun stuff, Alex Jones stuff. It's wild. And the new sale is today and tomorrow. Buy one bottle of Shilajit gummies that are just unbelievable. Take hours to describe how amazing they are. Trust me, go look into Shilajit. We have the best, the strongest, the cleanest. But what ends today is the free murdered out classic InfoWars limited edition hat. It's a brand new hat, but it's limited edition in that they're only doing the limited run. Black hat, Richardson hat, trucker hat with the murdered out black on black InfoWars. You are the InfoWars. So take action now. I need your support. I would recommend the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultramethylene Blue, number one of one instant effects, just the most obvious. The bovine colostrum takes a week or so to kick in, and a month, it's just insane for your hair, your nails, your skin. The women just go completely insane. We have the best private label of it out there. But whatever you do, support the broadcast. Get in the game. All the cliches are true. Step to the plate. It's not like we're saying we're the most hardcore organization. We are. That means you're the organization. I only bite, I only punch, I only stab in the info war as hard as you energize me. Got it? You're the wind in our sails. You're the sails. You're the ship. You're the ocean. You're everything. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Funding the Second American Revolution and winning worldwide. Regardless, I'll continue to the end. We'll be right back. This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be a shutdown. They have a state receiver. Said it'd be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates of 1776 worldwide.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost 70 pounds at this point.
He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're in hour number four. I'm going to expose one way the globalists cartels operate with the meatpacking industry, and I'm going to go further than anybody else has told you. But anybody in production, not just a beef, a poultry, you name it, and anybody that's ever tried to set up their own meatpacking operation knows about this. I'm going to give you the real mafia insight on this, and now Trump's going up against them. When I say mafia, I don't mean Italian mafia. Everybody gets taught, the mafia is Italians. Yeah, right. So let's go ahead and go to your phone calls on all the big subjects I just raised today. Let's go to Tim in Seattle. Trump's approval rating. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex? I know that a lot of the base is really disappointed. I've been disappointed since day two with the cancer vaccines that he was talking about. It showed that he hadn't learned his lessons yet, or the messaging hadn't gotten through enough to where it affected him. There's a ton of problems with Susie Wiles being there. None of us really, we're going to automatically jump to the wrong conclusions and the right conclusions at the same time. It's only because of his messaging. And the only way to repair his legacy, I think, is for him to move against Fauci and Gates. That's the only road.
Oh, I agree. America would have a collective orgasm if Bill Gates and Fauci got indicted.
Absolutely. And it would also, it would clear his name of warp speed, and we would, the American public can take a sigh and breathe again. If you want me to trust my government, if you want me to have faith in these institutions again, prove it. Because if you don't, none of us are going to ever care about what you, your messaging, your cringe, your, the government has become so cringe, it's automatically just, you don't even want to listen to it. You want to just brush it off because
it's all about and little newsflash, all the loyalty oaths at every cabinet meeting, everyone worshiping Trump, which I know Trump was so demonized, so they do that to say, oh, no, he's not demonized. It's having the opposite effect. It's literally like a cartoon or something of the emperor being worshipped. This, we don't like this.
No, I mean, it was a lot of the social media got drunk on the winning. You know, we have to admit it. Everybody got a little, you know, intoxicated by it. But then we started to see how it was going completely sideways. And
well, let's be clear. I was intoxicated, overdosed, devastating.
Sure.
And then when they pulled Elon out, I was like, oh, boy, I could smell doom at that point.
Yes. And now the doom, the stench is on us because we can see it. So Trump, I voted for you three times. I am the supporter, but I'm also a supporter of the American people, and the American people need results. Move against Fauci, move against Gates, restore your legacy. God bless.
Absolutely. And again, there's these idiots out there. Tim, you still there?
Yes, I am.
I love every time. We'll post this video on X later. Not so bad on Rumble. But any criticism of Trump, they flood and say, you're a traitor. you work for Qatar, it's the Israel angle, even though I'm not talking about Israel right now, they make it that, you should just mindlessly do whatever he wants. You must mindlessly go along with it all. And that's a small wing of Trump's support, but those people are fools. No, we're not a cult like Democrats. We put him in to do something. We're here to hold the feet of fire.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They've exposed themselves as being nothing but pedophile vampires for the most part, or warhawks, you know. And that's not a civilization I'm going to ever support. If they want my faith and trust, and if they want the basis faith and trust, they have to move like Christians. They have to be Christians, at least.
No, I agree, but the idiot white pillars that think if you just cheerlead for Trump, we succeed, don't get it. He has bad actors in there. We have to steer him off the bad dummies. You white pill idiots. We have to take control, dumbasses. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexstore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, well, let me just give my bona fides on this. I've worked for a large animal vet multiple years on cattle, horses, you name it. We have a working family ranch that goes back to the 1820s. So I know a little bit about cattle ranching and all of it. And I've worked in depth off and on for about 10 years of my life in cattle ranching, as young as I can remember. Photos of me 3 years old feeding cows rank huge. So I know about it. My family's in the business. But if you study the industry, you already know this. It's hidden in plain view. There are four international meat packing companies. Just 20 years ago, there were more than 30. And when Clinton got in, it first happened with chicken, before beef and then pork. And it was even in the news back then, and I had industry people on about it. If a medium-sized chicken packing plant had one inspection that didn't go well, they would fine them, and another, and a third, and a year, they'd be shut down. They just find salmonella, well, you know, whatever. Oh, this is dirty, whatever. But you could have, I remember the articles, Tyson Chicken could have thousands of violations in one big plant, because they had the corporate lawyers and they were paying off the government and the Clintons, because this really happened when Clinton got in, when this really accelerated like so much, that Obamacare ruining health care, tripling your prices. I mean, they're going to rape your ass. Oh, we're Democrats. We're here to give you a good deal. Look, Republicans are bad. They were bad back then, but they're way better than they used to be. Democrats are worse than they ever were, which is saying a lot. So under Clinton, with Tyson, was the first big one, because I talked to industry folks at the time, not just news articles. And he had something like half the chicken production in the country processing. They're not growing the chickens, most of them, but they're buying them. And he was a big mafia guy, and he got connected to Mina laundering the money, you know, for Clinton and the stuff there. And then under Clinton, by the time he leaves, there's seven or eight meat packers control 85-90% of the industry. Now it's four. And they all get together as a cartel. And so, not just my family that, you know, still has a lot of cows and stuff, and, you know, surrounding family that has them. I know people that have run big ranches, some of the biggest in Texas. You know, the people that develop some of the top bloodlines of cattle. I mean, people who, a third of Austin used to be their ranch. Just their ranch here. And then the ranch out at Bastrop. They sold out of it, 10 years ago. Because despite the best genetic lines, the best vets, the best artificial insemination, the cutting edge, they couldn't make money in it. Sold it. And then they tried, because they own steakhouses, to go in with some big investors and start meatpacking. Because they realized the real profit was in that. And then in came the regulators, in came the lawyers, and they told them, you're not going to be allowed to do that. And they're not dumb. They've been not their first rodeo. So they got the message. So I don't just have this in the news or from family. I've experienced it. I've talked to other people to try to get into meatpacking. And so you try to, even with big investment, let's say you got $200 million, you go build these plants, hire the best people, everything. You're going to be inspected the day you open, and there's going to be a paid-off inspector who's going to come in there, and they're going to find dirt on you, and you're going to get shut down. So Trump's trying to put financial pressure on the big meat packers and not let them run it that way. And he's saying you got to allow American competition in because he found out that of the four big meat packers, they're predominantly foreign owned. Forget foreign owned, domestic owned. Let's just get rid of monopolies, period. And so to do that, you got to reform the FDA. Because meat is one of the biggest businesses in the world. And if you want to know what the gangsterism is, it's in that. It'll make corruption in gambling or sports or basically anything look like a joke. But I can tell you that I don't know any ranchers from people that, you know, own 30 acres. So they got three cows, you know, a couple calves a year. Maybe they sell one cow a year and they just have the cows for the tax exemption. Because if you don't have those cows in your 30 acres, you'll be paying thousands, $10,000, whatever it is in your area, in property tax. So you got to have the cows for the tax exemption. And then you don't make money. You can have a couple hundred cows. And by the time you pay for it all and to take them to market and all the veterinary stuff and all the regulations, you don't make money. But it's a family thing you've been doing, so you still do it. And I'm telling you, 90% of the people producing cows in this country are making, at the end of the day, no money. A lot of them are losing money. They're just too prideful to shut down the family farm or ranch. And I can tell you, in my personal life, we hadn't been making money in 20 years. My dad loses money on it. And the IRS came to him and said, you've been losing money for a decade. You can't do this. So we're not just not making money, we're losing money, folks. So I know all about it. Well, we're Texans and we've been raising cattle since 1825 and we're going to keep doing it. I'm like, why don't we just put honeybees on here at the exemption? Wow, we're Texans, we raise cows, which is great. But the point is, it's the meat packers up on top that make all the money, screw everybody, and sit around and laugh about it. And then mafia around intimidating everybody else. And look at the exponential cost. I mean, I used to go to the best steakhouse in town just 6, 7, 8 years ago. $55 for their best ribeye. It's $120 now. That's not inflation. That's the meat packing screw job. There's a lot of other scams going to it too. But it is corrupt as it is crooked as a dog's hind leg. And it goes into every area of agriculture. And Trump's making a real aim to stop it. But he needs to get the full story and understand it is the inspectors. People would go into meatpacking. They would come into the competition. They'd lower the prices probably by half. You're not allowed to. Because the regulatory agencies have been bought off for a long, long time. But since Clinton, they have been totally corrupt. And they laugh at you. The lawyers will tell you, you're not, I don't care if you got a $1 billion investment, you ain't starting meat packing. And the word I got from other sources is, this is like industrial sabotage, what the CIA does in third world countries. They'll put a meat packer into your operation, they'll plant disease in your food. And the next day, the inspector shows up and knows right to what hanging piece of meat has got it and where. And then they got your ass. Because we're talking about trillions of dollars in the aggregate here. We got to wise up here, people. We're 4% of the world population. 96% don't live here. We pay 76% of world drug prices. 76% of all the money spent in the world on drugs is us. We pay over triple anybody else because we're marked schmucks. Because we think we're free. And because we had it so good because we were the best country in the world, we got lazy. What's the saying? Good times make weak men. Weak men make hard times. Hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times. It's a cycle. So there's your inside scoop on that. None of it's a secret. Trump targets foreign-owned meatpacking cartel to arrest beef prices, defend small ranchers. JBS Cargill, Tyson Foods, National Beef, for potential collusion, price fixing, and price manipulation. The four companies, two of which are foreign-owned, now control 85% of the U.S. beef processing market, up from 36% in 1980. Yeah, but they did it with the regulators. He wants the DOJ to investigate him, yeah. Yeah. Cash will be flying around soon in a giant jumbo jet sponsored by the Beef Council. I'm serious. I mean, it's a damn joke, man. Can't you just stop screwing us? My God, people. I mean, look, we're fat and happy. There's a little screwing going on. I'm not going to freak out. It's where the world works. But you're screwing everything. We're going to lose the whole thing because you greedy assholes. The problem of the meat packers, it goes on and on. Look at this. Electric bill crisis blame game begins. Democrats slam data centers. GOP faults climate cult. No, climate cult cut off all the energy centers, got rid of the coal power plants, most of the hydroelectrics, and then AI needs more power, so it's both. But who did it was the climate cult. Let's go ahead. This lady, I don't know who she is, but she knows what she's talking about. It's all true. Pamzy now does a nice short breakdown. Here she is.
This is how we take down the big four. Tyson, Cargill, JBS, and National Beef, the four packers that control 85% of America's beef. They set the prices, they crush small ranchers, they overcharge you at the grocery store. And here's what they don't want you to know. The laws to break them up already exist. And if we enforce them, we could take them down tomorrow. This isn't a free market. It's a corporate cartel that decides what beef costs from the pasture to your plate. Ranchers lose, consumers lose, and the only winners, the big four, raking in record profits while the backbone of America's beef industry collapses. And the crazy part, we already have laws designed to stop this exact thing. We just stopped enforcing them. The Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890 bans monopolies and price fixing. The Clayton Act of 1914 allows the government to block mergers that kill competition. The Packers and Stockyards Act of 1921, written for the livestock industry to stop unfair practices. Together, these laws are a silver bullet. They were built to protect the family rancher and the consumer, but for decades, the USDA and the DOJ looked the other way. And the big four quietly took over our food supply. Enforce the law, and everything changes. Packers could be forced to sell off plants and lose control of the market. They couldn't own their own cattle and rig prices. And fair market bidding returns. Ranchers finally get paid for what their cattle are worth. And product of the USA would actually mean it was raised here. But we don't have to wait for Washington. Every time you buy direct from a ranch, every time a small USDA plant opens its doors, every time a community builds its own food system, we chip away at corporate control. The real revolution isn't in D.C. It's right here on local pastures across America. The big four broke America's beef supply, but the blueprint to take them down is already written. All we have to do is enforce it. Because food freedom doesn't come from the grocery store. It starts right here on the ranch.
By the way, that is incredibly true, and I see the revolution. So many small ranches and farms are starting butchering. And you're like, well, wait, the regulators will get you. Well, no, they're not doing it through the official system. You're allowed locally to butcher something yourself, sell to your neighbors. They try to send in feds. They try to send in regulators. It's not working. Then you've got startups that are willing to go up against it And there's so many startups and people know they want to buy direct that it's just exploding. And that's the future. That's the real revolution. Starts at home, like homeschooling. That's why they first targeted the Amish. That's why I said it's so important to defend them, not just because they're great people, but they're patient zero in this. So, again, you can cut right past the grocery store, right past all this. I mean, here's an example. My grandparents will be ready to kill a cow. They only do it for like three or four times a year. And their neighbors would hear they were going to kill one, and they, you know, shouldn't have the .22, haul it up with a chain, tractor. You know, my grandpa would sit there with a big, couple big tables laid out. He always do it in cold weather. It's all sanitized. Razor sharp, slice up the meat. And then we'd eat some of it there. They put some of the deep freeze. Neighbors come by, you know, buy some of it or, oh, you know, trade it or whatever. And sometimes my grandpa wouldn't want to kill a cow. He or somebody just killed a cow. He'd go over and, oh, I went over and got a couple of ribeyes. You know, Bob next door just killed this cow. And of course, they were usually killing like yearling smaller cows, which are the more juicy and delicious ones. Not really veal, but kind of veal light. Getting hungry. But yeah, when I'm out deer hunting, I'm shooting the baby deer. Sorry, folks. That's what's tasty. I actually eat what I shoot. But I know I'm mean. It's terrible, is it? No, it's not mean. It's totally normal. But I'm digressing. This is real revolution. And I love in my feeds, I've been looking for it on X or YouTube, anywhere, I'm seeing, oh, there's this ranch in Missouri, there's a ranch in Texas, a ranch in South Dakota. And you look at the ratings, and we started 10 years ago selling beef direct, and now we're selling to millions a year, and they're just scaling up. And the regulators don't know what to do. And now Trump's in there, and the corrupt inspectors have got a big problem. But see, until 20 years ago or so, there wasn't this problem 25, 30 years ago because there wasn't as much fraud. There were still, you know, dozens of big producers, big packers. So the price kept down as a competition. It only created a market to get ranchers and people back to doing the whole thing themselves because the market was there. So see, you don't just take an attack of evil and go, oh God, it's corrupt, it's over, I give up. You go, no, 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 how do I counter that? And how do I use that like a judo move to empower myself by countering it? It's like lifting weights. You don't get weaker, you get stronger. It's like, damn, this sucks. Yeah, but you're getting in great shape. And later you're going to be addicted to it. So this is a microcosm success story because now there are so many thousands of producers selling direct. Milk, cheese, beef, poultry. And what's beautiful about it is almost all of them are so prideful, I mean in a good way, so professional, they have duty, worse not pride, that I've seen the statistics. Where do you hear about Amish and milk? People get sick. Never. Cheese, milk. Where do you hear about people buying beef direct from a rancher's problem? No, they're killing it. They're hanging it up in a refrigerator maybe a day or two. A lot of times at these ranches, I have people that go out there. I've had time myself. They're literally killing cows in one area and taking it out. People are buying beef with blood dripping off of it. That's fresh, folks. So that's what this is all about. And we're not caveman out killing ourselves, but we're getting close back to it. And if we just stop abiding by all their BS and abiding by all their crap, it's game over for them. So there's the deep dive on what's happening there. I want to get that lady on, but she is dead on about all the laws, regulations, all that. She just said it all perfectly. So, you know, Trump wanted the DOJ to investigate big beef and how it's screwing everybody. You know, they'll just pay some big fine. And, you know, give Pam Bondi a back massage or maybe hire Susie Wiles consultancy and they'll pay $100 million fine and right back to raping. No. People start looking, what's the highest rated ranch near me? You can go look, nothing but five stars. Boom, 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 boom. You get it. Wow, it tastes better. It's great. Yeah, you trust some long chain of events through all these people and all these companies up to some big agri company and then down through the chain into some grocery store? You trust that better than some family? I don't suggest you pull over at some shack on the side of the road with crazy looking people that just killed their first cow and buy something from them. No, you just go where obviously there's a lot of trucks, people buying in, buying the food. How do you know when you go to a small town or a big town? You're driving through. No, that restaurant doesn't have any people. That one has a few people. That one's got lines out the door, but I'm in a hurry. That one's full, but not a line out the door. I'll go to the one without a line out the door because I'm busy. But if I got time, I want to see what's so good about this place. It's all knowledge of the people. We don't need AI. We don't need all this crap. You already got all the AI you need. Last week, I saw tons of geese flying south for the winter. I didn't need to check the weather report that a blue norther was blowing in. I literally said to my daughter, my youngest one, I said, honey, you see those geese? She said, yeah, I can hear them. They're meh, meh, meh. I said, you know what that means? It means the winter's coming. And I explained to her about how it works. She said, well, now let's look online. I haven't looked yet, but I bet a big blue norther's coming. She goes, what's that? It's Arctic. Here's the Arctic. It's frozen. First one comes out for the year. So we got on the computer and I pulled it up for her and I said, oh, see, honey? There's a first big northern of the year hitting in 5 days. But see, those birds don't need to go on Google to know that. Then I explained to her about the rods and cones in their brain that pick up the magnetic field of the earth. That's really how you train children about science. And she was like, I want to know more about this, Daddy. I was like, well, let's look up the magnetic field. I pulled these badass graphics and government sites and showing. She's like, wow, it's an invisible field. Oh, yeah, and it changes and all this stuff. We had like an hour-long discussion about it. Got her hooked on science with stuff like that. All right, I'm going to stop preaching here. I just spent 20 minutes on beef. But, again, it is a microcosm of every other screw job we're under. Kurt in Chicago, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Trump's approval rating, it's a direct reflection of a couple things. The first one is there's the panic and pollsters out there. Guys like Mark Mitchell, who sit here and they already spell doom and gloom day for the midterms. He's out there saying, you know, Trump can't win, his approvals are this, they're 30%. It's a bloodbath and on and on. And Mark Mitchell, if you flip a coin tomorrow, he'll tell you something different. He's a panic and pollster. It's midterm voter suppression to attack Trump. What Mark Mitchell doesn't say is like the rest of these clowns. Trump, when he inherited 48 months of America-hating damage put in by a regime of Biden and Mayorkas, Garland, Jake Sullivan, and a litany of other people, right? Well, you never hear Mark talk about this. So here we are, mid-November, Alex, and you got Trump. Energy prices compared to the peak years on gas retail, average retail versus Biden, 23-24, the line of so negative slope way down, flat line, stable, down from like, you know, 386 to $3 over $3. It's a huge difference, and to maintain that, Biden couldn't do it. But then you go over to the Senate. Trump still has under 40% of his nominees not even approved. What's that about? That didn't happen the last 4 years. And you got all these panickins out here talk a lot of crap. And they just sit here and attack Trump and this and that. He's got energy going in the right direction. ICE is doing its job. And yet people just keep smearing the guy. Keep doing it. You got like the guy called in a while ago. Oh, Trump's got to go after Fauci. Good luck with that, pal. You know what that's called? It's called a way to run out the clock and waste time. Fauci's pardon was backdated decades. What's Trump going to do? Oh, we're going to have him in for a hard
time. Hold on. I'm not going to hang up on you, Kurt, because, A, I agree with everything you're saying. Plus, I love your voice. But just listen to me. I'm not paradoxical. I'm not two-faced here. I get the earlier caller's point, and I get yours. I need Trump to succeed. He's the lifeboat. But Mitchell is very accurate. He's saying what's happening with the voters because not of the job Trump's doing, he agrees is great, of the communications. So we're trying to get Trump to get supercharged with what he's saying so that he succeeds. My God, they're going to put me in prison if they get back in. Believe me, I'm holding on to Trump with dear life here, bro, like he's a life preserver. So, I mean, let's be clear that it's not a panicking with me. It is very concerned. And Mitchell's a really good pollster. And I see this. People don't have really long-term memories and they don't see that everything's instant gratification. Look, you say run out the clock. We got to have indictments. Hold you over. We got to have indictments. Brennan, who quarterbacked this whole thing, or they're going to come back at us. I mean, that's a survival thing. So it's not run the clock out there. I mean, I get you sue Gates, you sue Fauci, you arrest him, then it comes a big fight. At a certain point, hold on, we'll just come back and talk about it. But I can see everybody's perspective here. At least we're not the Democrats who are a cult and just say one thing. Be right back.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too, to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
This is a major alert. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of Tuesday, November 6, 2025. You only have until this Sunday, that's 3.5 days, to take part in the biggest sale ever at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, 25% off on top of all the sales, like 50% off on all the supplements like Ultra Methylene Blue and more. The widest selection of Patriot apparel, you name it, they're on the site, and you fund this operation. Now, InfoWars is supposed to be shut down. They have a state receiver. Said it could be next week or next month. It's very close. But regardless, we have the Alex Jones Network, and we will continue on. And your support is funding that operation as well. So get great products and be the reason we always stay on the air at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Get $40 to spend, special deals, special offers as well. So many other deals. Take action now. That's thealexjonesstore.com. The coordinates are 1776 worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I got to get to your calls. I appreciate everybody calling in. Kurt, you're making really great points here, but you know, there's room for criticism of Trump. I mean, what are your issues with the Panicans, as you're calling them?
Okay, so back to the... I'm going to get to that. Thank you, Alex. So, Mitchell, he doesn't say... So, Fauci, that's great. I wish you would be behind bars. I wish he would. He's got going back to HIV and all the stuff he did in that, right? But the fact is, if Trump tries to do that, That's a complete deflection, distraction. It's a fruitless venture. You're not going to get anywhere with it. It's a waste of time. So why not put your time on other things? But guys like Mitchell, you know, first time ever you see Russ vote OMB. Huge list of riffs. Reduction in force. So what does Thune do now? Bye-bye riffs. Let's make a deal. We don't give you your Obamacare bloodbath money, but we're gonna eliminate all riffs. Just took his legs out. Swept.
No, I agree that. But here's the thing. You're right. Putting Fauci in prison, they have evil people behind him. The people want it. They want justice. You get the optics?
I get the optics, Alex, but what they don't understand, it can't happen. So why not get your head out of the clouds? Focus on reality. Go after North Carolina. Go after Barrick, somebody who wasn't pardoned. Why don't you go on the lower hanging fruit? So they put all this up, and hey, let's drive him down. Let's get Mark Mitchell out here, the king of the panic and posters, because that's what he is. Because if you look at what he says every week, they're going to get a bloodbath in the midterms. That's a year away, and he's already said, why even vote? Don't even vote. Forget about it. So let's just have it day one. Hakeem Jeffries, speaker, the first thing he does on day one, Alex, because I don't think they'll come after you first. They'll impeach Trump over the jet that he was given. Foreign and money, foreign money.
No, I hear you. I hear you. But I like Mark Mitchell. I think he genuinely wants Trump to succeed. He's concerned. All right, thanks, Kurt. But I hear your points. Good points. It's a debate. I think everybody has, these are real discussions, smart people. Everybody's got different points, and together I think it was the answer. That's why we're doing it. Al in California on Charlie Kirk. Go ahead.
Greetings, Mr. Jones. I want to keep it clear and concise here. What we're missing is Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk kept everybody going in the correct direction. Everybody is bogged down in the minutia. They're fighting. They're infighting. They're backstabbing. We've got this whole, you know, whatever you want to call it, the thing going on with the Jewish folks, all that stuff. Charlie knew how to keep everybody in the boat rowing the same direction. And we don't have Charlie Kirk anymore. We've got what's left over at Turning Point USA, and God bless them, but they're meandering. They're meandering like everybody else. We need to get on target, and the target is to quit this infighting. And the kids right now are gutted. Their CEO chief just got his head blown off, and they're gutted. They don't know. There's nobody talking for them anymore. So now we have this infighting and all this stuff that's starting.
No, I hear you. I mean, I think Charlie was important, Turning Point support, but I don't think that's the main threat. It's the covering up Epstein, though Trump was involved, for the establishment, and a bunch of other stuff is pissed off. Getting rid of Doge, getting rid of, that's when it really started, was the Elon thing. But I hear you that we should, you know, cover some of the Israel stuff and not have it as the foreign lobby. But the you know, the way that's become the main issue, and then having the neocon Jewish lobby run in and love the attention and make it that, was the absolute worst thing to do for America and for Israel, because it's a losing fight for Israel. Israel has a very low approval rating. Israel needs to lie low right now. And I'm giving real advice here. But Israel's not going to listen. They just love it. Thanks for the call. It's bad. And so do the folks that obsess on Israel. It's like they're so close together psychologically. They are so close. It's they ought to all get married. Because they are all obsessed with Israel all day. You could have like Mark Levin could marry Nick Fuentes, and they could just talk about Israel all day. They'd be so happy. They could fight with each other like a married couple all day long. I'm not being mean to Nick or him. It's just like, God, dog it. But I got to keep talking about it because the Israel lobby just keeps doubling down, acting like total jerks. Like Napoleon said, never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. Well, I don't see as the enemy. But I'm your enemy now because I'm telling you you're wrong. Israel is out of control. Matthew in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I love you guys at InfoWars. Thank you so much for taking my call. I just want to bless you and pray protection over you, your family, Donald John Trump, and Brandon Biggs. I have a scripture I want to share with you from Ezekiel 37. Are you familiar with Jonathan Cahn in The Harbinger, about like all the prophetic events happening well, like how America was kind of founded like a new Israel, and then Israel, the name for America is the Soda Brit, the covenant nation. So in Ezekiel 37, the dry bones, and right before Gog and Magog attack Israel, when the whole world comes against Israel, well, again, the word of the Lord came to me saying, as for you, son of man, take a stick for yourself and write on it, for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write on it, for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions. Then join them one to another for yourself into one stick, and they will become one in your hand. All right.
And that's the foreshadowing of Christ coming and the grafting on and the fact that Israel would come back from the dead, from the dry bones.
Right, but you don't think it pertains to Israel and America? As America, kind of like Joseph and Ephraim with the lost tribes, like the 10 lost tribes, when they were scattered throughout the earth, I believe that a lot of us that came to know Christ actually have like Israeli blood from the lost. And I honestly think that you're of the tribe of Gad because you're the tip of the spear, and the tribe of Gad was like the tip of the spear. I don't know. That could just be my crazy thing, but that's kind of like what I was thinking about.
Well, I know this. Israel has a very special place in human experience. You cannot deny it. But the whole Bible, Old and New Testament, is about Israel does what they're supposed to, they're blessed, they get bad, they get in trouble. Not, oh, worship Israel because it's the chosen people. No, it's when Israel follows the commandments, it's blessed. When it doesn't, it goes into captivity, which is an archetype for all the rest of us. And so, people say, it's not Judeo-Christian, it's... No, it's Abrahamic, folks. And the Bible even says, with Abraham, and then you got the two kids, the one he's not supposed to have, he does, and then it wants the birthright, but it doesn't, then it's pissed, and then it says this is going to be a big problem forever, and there's going to be wars forever between these two. I mean, it's all, you can't make this up, it's prophetic. So it's all there. And the Jews rejected the Messiah, the Old Testament predicts it all, and the New, and it predicts Islam, to a T, and it's prophetic. You just cannot debate it. You cannot deny it. Archaeologists just say, oh, this is all made up. Almost everything in there has been found. They go, my God, it's right where they said it is. It's powerful. All right, thanks for the call. Stephen in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, sir. How's it doing today, Alex?
God bless, we're still on the air here in InfoWars, brother.
Hey, man, I'm praying for you guys every day.
We got Imperial troops inside the base right now with the receiver marking everything down. They won't tell us we're going to shut us down. I'm just sitting there, and everybody's going to freak out when we get shut down. We survive so much. Oh, yeah, all right, you'll be fine.
No, man, we're praying for you, and you're not in this fight alone. Always remember that. You got a big fan base, and we all care about you, man.
Hey, I appreciate you.
I wanted to bring up AI. So I know for a fact that just by looking around, seeing what's going on out there online and between the way people are communicating with each other, all the fighting and bickering on both sides, you look at the conversations that happen online, a lot of times you'll see where there's like an AI bot that takes over and it'll post something, and then there'll be like a huge argument in the thread about that post. And you can see that it's clearly a fake post and it's AI generated. And it's
they don't even hide it. I see it everywhere. On YouTube, on Facebook, Instagram, and even on X, it'll come in with the perfect thing to start a big debate to change course. Yeah.
So how do we combat that? How do we get people to wake up and say, hey, this isn't real? Because obviously, like, when you go in there and you tell people that this is not an actual...
Well, they call it AI bots. It was in the news 15 years ago that in some cases the majority of interactions on Facebook were avatars or bots. So it isn't new. It's just people need to learn what a bot sounds like.
Well, here's the thing. Is like it's actually, I think that's going back to the last caller, all the anti-Semitism and all the crap going on between who says what. We got a whole bunch of party switchers that came from the Democratic Party, by the way, on this last election, and they're causing a bunch of problems as well. And I think the AI observes that, and it fires it up. It makes it provokes.
Well, here's a microcosm, and I'm not just singling Israel out since we're on Israel. I mean, giant hit me in the head with a hammer. But why did Israel help fund Hamas? Why did Netanyahu massively increased Hamas's funding up until October 7th. He didn't run it, but he was controlling it. Double-crossed their leaders, finally killed them. Now Hamas, what's left, come out and said, we work for Israel, we were set up. That hasn't hit the U.S. news, it's in the Israeli news. So it's the same thing. Have all the bots push anti-Semitism, build it all up, make it ridiculous, then a synagogue gets blown up or shot up, and then they can come in and take over the Republican Party. That's what me and Tucker 8 months ago said we think is about to happen, and I think we're almost there. So there's your Israeli conspiracy right there. Thanks for the call. And that's why I'm telling everybody, when I do these posts about trying to de-escalate stuff, it gets censored. When the AI sees it as I'm bashing Israel, it gets boosted to the top. Netanyahu loves this. This keeps him in power. I mean, I saw the Young Turks this morning. I guess I did it yesterday, but I saw the clip. It was in my feed. I wasn't looking for it. And they literally said, we actually want to go to war with Israel. We want to war with them. It's not enough to be anti-Israel. Now you got to blow Israel up. Well, have you thought about the process of that? A, I'm not for that. B, have you thought about it? Thousands of nuclear weapons? This is end of the world stuff, folks. So now you see the escalation is, oh, now we're not just anti-Zionists. Now we're not just anti-Israel. Now we're not just anti-Netanyahu. Now we're just anti-censorship. Now we want to blow up Israel, which I told you that's where this is going. This is a setup, folks, and there's groups bigger than Israel running it. But because it's the black hole, that's all anyone wants to talk about. And because the Israel lobby is out doing so much bad stuff, I'm forced to cover it. And they know exactly what they're doing. But I'm going to continue to say it's a setup. Jonathan in New York, you're on the air on the Trump admin. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? This is Jonathan from Queens, New York. I'm a very frequent caller. We've spoken a few times.
Welcome.
Last 2 months. Thank you. I do want to talk about, I think Mark from Rasmussen is dead on. I think the caller, two callers, a few calls before, ragging on him is just a little white-pilled. I think the midterms coming up are critical. I have a hard time seeing that we are going to win them the way we're acting right now. And the, what's going on here is what I'm seeing.
Well, that's right. We're not saying we think there's red lights flashing because we don't want you to go vote. We want you to get more energized and not be asleep.
No. Yes. We have to take action, political action, nonviolent action specifically, okay? We have to go out and vote. We have to be the foundation of the GOP party. Because what happened here in this last election, in the presidential election, I feel, was that we all thought it was a referendum on the entire GOP and the entire country, and this is the way it's going to look. And unfortunately, what I'm realizing and I'm feeling is that there's a GOP and there's a MAGA party. So after Trump's term here, we can't have him be a lame.
No, 100%. The GOP establishment's still there. They want to discredit Trump. That's why they've been trying to block everything he does.
He absolutely. And like this, the civil war here is bigger than just between the GOP. I do feel that it is happening nationwide. I do feel like we were always taught in grammar school and growing up that the civil war is about the North and the South and the Democrats and the Republicans. And it's clearly not about that if you see the way the Republicans are fighting. This is ideologically driven civil wars. And they start with mass exoduses. And we're in the midst of a great migration. I'm calling from Queens, New York, and I think it's important because we are about to hit the communist regime right here with Mondami.
I was about to say, while Republicans are all fighting with each other over how Trump can do better, which I'll do to make him better, but we still are with him, my God. We got Newsom and Mondami and AOC, for heaven's sakes.
For heaven's sake. And it's really sad because what I feel like, and unfortunately from what a lot of the GOP talking points was, pointing at New Yorkers, laughing at us, telling us that this is what we deserved and that we're going to get what's coming to us. But unfortunately...
Oh, yeah, this will be a great example, everyone. No, it won't. Yeah, the first phase of socialism will give a bunch of people free stuff. And everybody else will see it and go along with it. And don't tell me, everybody's like, oh, look at New York. Texas has mayors as bad and DAs. Yeah. So I don't want to hear from my fellow Texans who I love, oh, we'll never be like New York. Oh, yeah, right, we almost are. They just hide out. I'm not mad at them, but they hide out in the countryside pointing at New York, laughing at him, or California. California used to be redder than Texas. Texas is almost purple. So I need people in red states to stop feeling secure.
Now, I know how we all feel. We reminisce about the time when we had a Republican mayor here. Fortunately, we had a terrible tragedy. But we did have a time where this state was red. We had a red governor and a red mayor. It's not hopeless here in New York.
And things were good then.
4 million voters up in the air.
And things were good then.
Things were good. Things were good monetarily, economically, and socially. They were very, very good.
Oh, my God. Really, New York under Giuliani compared to now, it's night and day.
It's absolutely, yeah. And what I feel like right now, I feel like I'm a soldier behind enemy lines with nobody to save me. And I know that no one's going to come save me.
Hey, so I'd love to talk to you all day, Jonathan. Great points. Got to jump. Thank you. Chris in California. Amazing callers. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I won't blame Trump. I know you're very sincere, but I kind of blame you. I think you're way too easy on him. I could say a whole bunch of things right now about what he's done, but you know he's abused us many a times. He said it in Ingram's last interview. He said it with the Epstein. He's denounced us many times. His own base. He's the one that's doing this. He's the antagonist, and you give him a golden spoon every time. But that.
You blame me as if I'm all powerful? So you'd rather Kamala Harris be in right now?
Well, you know what? At least we wouldn't be fighting each other. We'd be fighting them.
No, it makes it worse quicker. You might be right.
But hey, there was a video I watched on YouTube when he went to Egypt, and I can't find that video. It got scrubbed. He was in Jerusalem the night before they went to Egypt, and I watched the video, and I can't find it anywhere on
what's
YouTube.
He saying in the video?
Heard anything about that video?
Now, you told me twice you can't find it. What's the name of it, or what is it?
No, it's just they were in a mosque or something with like a mosaic, and Trump was talking with a blue tie and white stripes. That video was gone the next day.
Well, you got to give me the topic. I can find it.
Oh, it was Trump and he was talking with Netanyahu. They were all together. They had his kids. And it was right before he went to Egypt for the Hamas.
I know. So what was the subject? That's how you find things.
The subject was, it was about him going to get the people that were from Hamas getting all the people back. It was the day before.
All right, so what's the point of the clip? I appreciate your call. I'm just like, okay. So Netanyahu. I'm mad. It's just like, tell me what it is. Leo in Minnesota. Thanks for holding you on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, longtime caller here. I was calling about Theo Von refusing to platform you. And I seen the funniest thing ever. I was watching a Sean Ryan show. He had the guy on from the Y Files, which is this big conspiracy channel on YouTube, and he just went into this rant about how he was doing a podcast. He doesn't want to name the guy he had on, but all they did was talk about vaccines. And look, I just said he's got to be talking about Alex Jones. So
I don't know that show. I didn't single out Theo Von. That was just the one person I used as an example. So I guess I did. But the point was, Theo invites me on repeatedly, cancels, runs around and just says, Gaza, Israel, and he goes, oh, God, cutting edge. No, they're scared to have me on. He's just emblematic of it all. They're all scared. I don't need to get on their shows. I just don't want to hear them Mr. Edgelording around when they're actually scared to have the real controversial people on. All these comedians claim they're super cutting edge. None of these comedians will have me on but Tim Dillon. They're all scared. And the inside baseball is YouTube tells them, we'll demonetize you if you have Alex Jones on. They should make a big issue about that, not act like they're Mr. Free Speech, and then actually cuck out. That's my point.
I think you should go on to the Sean Ryan podcast if he has you. I think he's
same story. Sean Ryan's invited me on. I like Sean Ryan. I think I see him. And every time, you're booked for Sean Ryan, or he wants you on, and that doesn't happen. Because they get the call from YouTube, and we need to stop the censorship. I don't need to get on Sean Ryan. My point is that I can sit there all day and cut videos that go viral. I'm just sick of all these people acting like they're Mr. Anti-Censorship and they're avant-garde because they can go like, Israel, Gaza, from the Scott, intellectualism, so smart. They have no other depth. Israel, Gaza. Israel, bad. I'm like, great. Why can you do that, but you can't have me on? It's an important question.
You're working for the people who are controlling the narrative, whether they realize it or not, or whether they're directly working.
Well, I know from insiders, it's all of them. I mean, look, I'm kind of going after Theo because I don't want to go after the people even bigger than him, which I know the inside thing on who are friends of mine or nice. I don't care. I'm trying to get a debate going. It's just a final wall to crush. Because if you can't have me on, you can't really go all the way. It's not about me. It's just that, you know, other big podcasters, the biggest, have just been like, yeah, I can have anybody on but you. Well, why? Because seriously, I am the most verboten person. So why is it? What is it about me that they don't want me on air? That's all I'm saying.
It's because you give the 35,000-foot view that cuts through all the BS, all the narratives, all the spin on everything. You're giving us a big picture, and they don't want the American people to see that big picture because they know that we will see right through all
exactly,
the
and it's not that I'm that smart.
Spinning.
I'm not trying to get you to see what I see. I'm like Rowdy Piper, put the glasses on. Just will you put them on? Because once you listen to me and change your angle, I don't need to talk to you anymore. You're going to see it yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir, it does. You woke me up, Alex, and let me tell you, I was running the streets. I was doing a lot of bad things, and I got sick of running the streets. I'm like, I'm going to pay attention to the current events. I'm going to focus on what really matters, and I got sick of watching the news. I found InfoWars, and you truly liberated my spirit, Alex, and I bless you, and I thank you so much.
Well, I bless you, and I love you. Call back again. I really appreciate you. One more caller. I'm sorry to Scott, Gary, and Mark. Get their numbers. Call back tomorrow. Jack in South Carolina, you're the last caller on Farmers and the Economy. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm all right. Go ahead.
Yeah, first time caller. You kind of talked about everything that I was going to bring up, but, you know, it really aggravates me whenever I hear, like, all these liberals come up and, you know, they've been talking about, oh, we, you know, stupid farmers, they're so dumb, we always have to subsidize them.
Bloomberg, oh, then, all you got to do is put a seed in the ground. Well, he doesn't know what farming is, does he?
Yeah, people like Destiny saying, who can't even grow a beard. He's trying to tell me, anyway, I mean, you touched on most of what, like, I wanted to bring up, but, like, even besides the meat, like, you can even look at the documentaries from over a decade ago. How about what we grow with the seeds and how, like, Monsanto and everybody, they own the biological rights to these seeds. You can't even, you can't, whatever you grow,
and the
you
seeds
can't
don't reproduce. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. There's such a chokehold on the small, even to the medium range farmer, and like you were saying, even the big guys in Texas that you know. I mean, they have no idea the people around where I'm from, like what the hoops they have to jump through, and the small margins they have on these farms. That it's real easy to lose your 200 acre farm. You can lose it. You can get in the red real quick. And the insurance that they give you, it never covers enough. It doesn't even cover enough to, like, get you out of the red. I mean, it's just they have
it's
no
all
idea.
Designed to make us dependent and shut down farming, like John Kerry said. Call me back. In fact, get his number, the name of number two. We'll have Jake back on tomorrow. Yeah. And the left blames farmers and ranchers for the price of food, like Biden blaming gas stations for the price of gas. Learn some stuff, folks. Please, knowledge is power. We perish for lack of knowledge. Harrison Smith's about to knock it out of the park, the war room. Find the feet of Rolex Jones on X. God bless you all.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.